KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Blood cell production. They took them off all his supplements. You know, bad idea, because they do that when people are sick and they don't know what's going on. He really should see a nutritionally oriented physician who knows what to take and what not to take. He shouldn't take things indiscriminately. He's got to be careful because, I mean, some things, God forbid, they're contaminated. They could give him an infection, so you have to really be careful about what you take. There are things that support the immune system, vitamin D. There are certain types of mushroom extracts like HCC, which can enhance immunity. But the question is, you know, it's not so much about taking Miracle-Gro for his bone marrow, because at this point his bone marrow has mutations which are beyond the reach of the supplements to make him grow new bone marrow and grow new blood elements like the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the platelets. So, I mean, I can't say that there's something specific that's going to restore him to normalcy. When you mention, it's interesting you mentioned ultraviolet therapy. Ultraviolet therapy sometimes plays a role in myelodysplastic syndrome, but it's more an adjunct to bone marrow transplants. When you have a bone marrow transplant and they give you new stem cells to grow new bone marrow, they give you a bunch of drugs to make it work. You have to give you heavy dose chemotherapy. And as an adjunct, they sometimes use ultraviolet light because ultraviolet light prevents one of the complications of bone marrow transplantation, which is something called graft versus host disease. What you're getting a bone marrow transplant, and then all of a sudden it begins to attack your body and develop, you know, all kinds of breakdowns. And ultraviolet light seems to work on that. But I think what you're talking about is the opposite of ultraviolet light, which is the other side of the spectrum, which is red light, low infrared light. And that has, there's no question it has benefits. I mean, they're even advertising on cable TV face masks that have red diodes that are designed to help prevent skin aging and wrinkles. And there actually is something to that because red light penetrates through the skin. The only, you know, you've only to use a flashlight and put it through your palm and you'll actually see like the redness on the light's transmitted right through the palm of your hand. You can see it go through. And so there is some plausibility in the notion that at least you can get to superficial skin layers with the red light, and the red light activates your mitochondria, and that's a generally good thing. The other way you can get this is simply get out in sunlight, because you'll get, you know, sunlight is a mixture of ultraviolet and the full spectrum, and including some low infrared light. And it's been shown that really sick hospital patients, in the old days, they used to just put them outside on the patio, and they would get, you know, wrap them in a blanket, and they'd sit in the sun, and they actually, in some cases, did a lot better just by virtue of that sun exposure. So that, you know, I'm not sure that's going to be a panacea for your brother. I mean, it doesn't hurt. There are devices that you can use locally for injuries. You can use face masks. There are even things that help you regrow hair, you know, like a scalp thing. There's beds that you can lie on, but they're super expensive to purchase. And you can go to spas where they have these red light therapy beds. I've tried them out. And but, you know, the question is whether it's going to have an impact on his condition. But I think there's real potential for red light therapy as a therapeutic modality. So there you have it. Thanks for that question, and all the best to your brother, and hopefully, and there are drugs that can be used for myelodysplastic syndrome, but it depends which kind, depends which mutation you have, depends what your underlying condition is, because getting a bone marrow transplant is very arduous, and sometimes they don't do it for patients past a certain age, or with other underlying health problems. All right, if your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, well, there may be a shortcut, because it starts with one simple daily habit, a habit which I do religiously as part of my routine, Mitopure gummies from Timeline. And I sometimes, they also have a powder form and they have capsule form of Mitopure, but now they have gummies, and they're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. Mitopure is a clinically validated solution. The research, I looked at it is legit, backed by over 15 years of research. Mitopure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for longevity. The key is that Mitopure has produced the first ever Urolithin A gummy that supports your cellular energy so that you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. And there's no other brand that offers Urolithin A. They have an exclusive on this ingredient. So boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. And I got to testify that as someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized. And that's because I think my mitochondria are more efficient. And my recovery time has improved dramatically. As you age, your mitochondria decline in function, and mitophagy is impaired, and this helps recovery start at the cellular level. So for more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies. And use coupon code Hoffman. So, interesting study here. Can melatonin treat irritable bowel syndrome? Now, why might that be? Because when we think of melatonin as something that helps you sleep, right? And it can reset your circadian rhythm. Well, there are a couple of reasons to think that. Like, for one thing, most people, when they travel to time zones that are far away. I'm traveling soon to Phoenix. That's just 3 hours difference. But another trip, it's going to be like virtually 11, 12 hours difference. I'm going to be in New Zealand. That really disrupts your circadian rhythm. And when you disrupt your circadian rhythm, tell me that you're the only person on planet Earth who hasn't experienced constipation or digestive problems when you travel, especially a long distance to a different time zone. It just upsets your daily rhythm, right? Another thing is that it turns out that there is far more melatonin in your intestine than there is in your brain. That it is by many fold. It turns out that there's virtually 100 times as much melatonin, I'm sorry, 400 times higher levels of melatonin in your intestine than in your systemic circulation. So why is it there? It must play a major role in gut health. And so they did a study. It's a 2025 double-blind randomized clinical trial using 76 patients from gastroenterology clinics who suffered from irritable bowel syndrome. And, you know, that could be constipation or diarrhea, gas, bloating, pain, cramps, combination of all of the above. Patients were randomized to receive either 3 milligrams sublingual melatonin daily. That's not much. That's kind of like a sleep dose of melatonin. Or a placebo for 8 weeks. And then they looked at what happened, and they found that the IBS severity symptom scale was significantly lower in the melatonin group compared to the placebo group after 8 weeks. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Empty Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells.
Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. Anti-factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids Powder.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. A little lesson in medical economics here because I had a little problem over the summer. I was running and I pivoted on my left leg rather sharply, and then I felt kind of a sharp pain in my thigh. And I thought nothing of it. I actually continued the run. It didn't disable me, but it hurt. And I said to myself, oh, you know, this is going to take a couple of weeks to resolve. Well, it didn't resolve, like many little minor injuries didn't resolve. And I was having pain, you know, weeks afterwards. And I finally decided to enroll in physical therapy And I went to the physical therapy. And physical therapy people said, okay, fine, you know, this is going to be helpful, but you need to get a referral from a doctor. So here's names of a couple of doctors to see, and then you can get checked out, and then, you know, they'll write you for physical therapy, and then you can get it covered. Because I, you know, I'm a doctor, but I can't write for my own physical therapy. That's kind of self-serving. So I went to the doctors, and one doctor looked at my hip, and he said, well, I don't know if it's your hip. I'll send you to a colleague of mine because it might be your back. Okay, fine. So I said, sure, I don't think it's my back, but I'll go to the doctor. So the upshot of it was is they did an MRI, they did x-rays, and I got a bill, and I have a bill here in front of me. I finally got the bill for this, and it's a Medicare readout because I'm on Medicare. I'm a senior. And here's some interesting numbers. The new patient office visit with this doctor, the provider charged $1,155 for a visit that lasted, I don't know, maybe a half an hour at best. The Medicare approved amount was $185. The amount that Medicare paid was $145. I did a Cologuard test, and unfortunately it came out positive because, I don't know, it's like a false positive. And so I went for a colonoscopy. The provider charged $6,470. The Medicare approved amount for the colonoscopy was $277. So they just bill like enormously high. And then they come back and say, okay, you billed like nearly $6,500. Medicare approved amount, $277 for a colonoscopy. Same thing for imaging studies, because we had, you know, like MRIs of the spine and the hip, which cost hundreds of dollars. And here, MRI scan of leg joint, $488. Medicare approved amount, $65. MRI of lower spinal canal, I went and looked at the back too, $532. Medicare approved amount, $7,500. So, you can imagine, you know, it's like creative billing. You got to bill like many, many times the cost of the procedure for Medicare to come back and say, hey, we'll give you like, you know, 1/8 or 1/10 or 1/15 of what you charged. And that's how it works. We need to have some price transparency, because if we went for these things on our own, we might think twice about doing them. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life, like rugs. And people say a rug would really bring the room together. And sure, you don't know what that means, but it sounds important. Suddenly you're using words like jute and sisal. Then you see the price and lose it, because how can the thing you walk and spill on cost so much? So you devote your life to taking down Big Rug. But then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds. So, looks like Big Rug is safe. For now. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
If you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I've discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255, gets you right into the doctor's office. You can pose your question, record the question when you're prompted, and we'll play it on the air, and I'll answer it as I'm about to do with this one. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I find that I can't really get the 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night that you recommend. I don't want to start using anything to help me sleep, especially at my age. Does it count if I sleep maybe 4 to 5 hours at night and then take a nap or two during the day?
Okay, you know, that's a great question because napping has pros and cons. And, you know, especially as you get older and you don't have a fixed schedule, maybe you're retired and you're at home and there's a little more opportunity to lay down. I mean, kind of, it's harder to nap at work, although some people go to the, you know, they go to the break room and, you know, they put their head down and they take a quick cat nap. But it's easier for that to happen when you get older. And besides, when you get older, your circadian rhythms get disrupted. And as a result, more older people have sleep problems. Part of the solution, but also part of the problem, is napping. So there is no question that there are pros to napping. I don't do it very often, but there are times where I luxuriate in a quick nap. And the secret to having the right kind of nap is don't do it too late, because if you do it too late, you're going to interfere with your sleep. Because there is what's called sleep tension. And when you're awake for the requisite 12 or 14 hours, you feel depleted and tired. Coffee can kind of alleviate that, but in an artificial way. It's actually called sleep inertia is the term. What happens is you end up spoiling the quality of your nighttime sleep. So, but a short nap, and the way I do this is I like lie on the floor, literally, like a mat on the floor, or I lie, you know, I sit in a chair, or I prop myself up on a in a sofa, but not in a super comfortable position. I don't usually go into the bed because that would prompt me to sleep longer and deeper. So a power nap of like maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes at most can make you more alert and can actually help you consolidate memory. You know, maybe you've done like a task where you're supposed to learn or memorize and then you go to sleep for a short period of time. It actually helps to imprint memory. Lightens your mood, you know, alleviates fatigue and all that stuff. And there's actually some studies that suggest that brief naps may lower blood pressure and help your heart. The cons of napping, actually I misspoke, because sleep inertia means the feeling that you have after you wake up and you feel groggy. And that can last, especially after naps of 30 minutes or longer. So you don't, you know, for a while you just feel like, it's almost like waking up in the morning. There's, of course, the disrupting of nighttime sleep. Also, excessive daytime napping may point to some underlying health problem. You know, maybe you have a health problem that causes you to have fatigue, or maybe you have sleep apnea that causes you to think that you put the requisite time in bed, but you didn't have deep or fulfilling sleep. We see disruptions in sleep quality in Parkinson's disease, in depression, and in heart disease. So, the studies do show that frequent long naps, over 60 minutes, are associated with increased risk of heart disease, diabetes, and depression. So, maybe your strategy, you say don't sleep that well at night. Well, the naps may not be the solution. They may be the problem. And going on a nap diet, avoiding the naps, may help you sleep deeper and better at night so that you don't have that short sleep cycle. So I'm not sure that you're not working against yourself by napping. And I'm not sure that the napping is as deep and restorative as the sleep that you have that's of a more prolonged and consistent nature at night. 877-726-8255 is our number. Speaking of fatigue, maybe you need a nap. Well, if you're frequently in a state of fatigue, it might be because you're sleep deprived, but it also might be because your mitochondria aren't working. And it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. You peak. And as we know from athletic performance, you know, we know that athletes tend to peak. I mean, we're talking sometimes athletes in hockey, football, basketball, you know, they're 35 years old and they're over the hill. Because as you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. If you look at them under the microscope, they actually look ragged. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue, but there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your cellular membranes, which is anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes, NT Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT Factor for literally decades, and I don't go a day without it. NT Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. I add some to my shake every day. For more information to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com and learn more about it. That's ntfactor.com for NT Factor Lipids Powder. All right. It is no secret that a big theme underlying chronic disease in America and most advanced countries throughout the world is what's called metabolic syndrome, insulin resistance. It used to be called Syndrome X. What it means is that even short of developing full-blown diabetes, we're not handling sugar that well. It is referred to as IGT, impaired glucose tolerance. In other words, our body gets hit with sugar, or it could be hit with just refined carbohydrates, a whole wheat bagel, and our blood sugar goes up and stays up too long, and that is the beginning of a downhill path towards obesity, bad lipid profile with high triglycerides, low HDL, high VLDL and high LDL, the bad types of cholesterol, and inflammation, increased risk of all manner of disease. Okay, so they did a trial, which is entitled Remission of Impaired Glucose Tolerance by Anthocyanin Supplementation, a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trial. Now, what are anthocyanins? Anthocyanins are things that you get from fresh fruits and vegetables, in particular berries, but also cocoa. And cocoa is a rich source. Also, certain nuts are a source of anthocyanins. And so there's a lot of natural sources of these proanthocyanins. These are polyphenolic compounds. And so in this study, they administered supplements to people. And these proanthocyanins are ubiquitous in edible plant sources, including barley, hops, apples, grapes in particular, strawberries, all berries, blueberries, of course, cocoa, almonds, cinnamon, peanuts, and tea. And the highest contents per fresh weight were determined to be found in rose hips and cocoa products, interestingly. So there's another thing called OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. That's a mouthful. I'll just refer to them as OPCs. And OPCs include things like grapeseed and pycnogenol. And I didn't know this, and so I think this will be a revelation to you as well. OPCs are more easily absorbed by the body. They have superior solubility and bioavailability because, unlike larger proanthocyanidins, oligomeric proanthocyanidins, you know the word oligo, like talk about oligarchy? It means like a small number of people are running the country. Well, oligo means a smaller structure, proanthocyanidins. And they, as a result of their smaller structure, they're more easily absorbed by the body and they're more bioavailable. And so pycnogenol, grapeseed are examples of OPCs, but you can get proanthocyanidins in virtually, all berries and cocoa and, you know, other things. So in this, tea as well is a source. So in the study, they gave, over 12 weeks, they gave this, and they don't specify what this anthocyanin supplement was, but over 12 weeks, they gave in a double-blind fashion, in a placebo-controlled fashion, anthocyanin 160 milligrams per day to 68 participants who underwent glucose tolerance tests. And all of these patients, by the way, had IGT, impaired glucose tolerance, right? So what happens on a glucose tolerance test, you watch the blood sugar go up, and it should go down relatively quickly. But in a person with impaired glucose tolerance, it'll go high, and it'll stay high too long. So you create a curve, you know, you look at the different points, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, and you link the points, and then you look at the area under the curve, sometimes abbreviated the AUC. And the area under curve is much bigger in somebody with impaired glucose tolerance. Okay. A little science-y, but you get the point. All right. They found just with the anthocyanin 175 milligram pill once a day in these people that the what's called the IGT reversion rate. In other words, reversal of insulin glucose tolerance or impaired glucose tolerance was significantly higher in the anthocyanin group than in the placebo group. Get this. Here's the difference, big difference. 55% compared with 29%. So it's almost, it's all close to double the reversion to a more normal glucose tolerance. So how is that defined? It's like how fast you get to 140 in your blood sugar. So a lot of people who have impaired glucose tolerance, for hours and hours after a meal, their blood sugar remains above 140. It should, it could go up to, 140 or higher with a carbohydrate meal, but it should come back down relatively quickly. If you have impaired glucose tolerance, it stays high. Okay. So here's the additional bonus. Advanced glycation end products in the skin decrease significantly only in the group taking the anthocyanins. So there's this antioxidant property of the anthocyanins that really work for skin health and prevention of wrinkling and skin aging. So very interesting study. 877-726-8255 is the number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's KYOLIC.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
In California or from all agents.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Get in the action by calling that number, post your question, or share a comment. You know the commercial, "Hey, Culligan Man, you know, come and give me soft water, water softening." Is a water treatment industry in the U.S. And why do people soften their water? Hard water, which is mineral-rich water, leaves scales on pots and soap films on the skin and detergent crud in washing machines. And even worse, and this can cost you money, scales can build up on hot water heaters and decrease their useful life. And then you see that sort of that scrim around your bathtub. So soft water eliminates these nuisances and protects appliances and saves cleaning time. But there's some disadvantages of water softening. And there's an interesting study here that looks at water softening or domestic water hardness and the risk of experiencing 15 different cardiovascular events in the UK. And what they found is that hard water is actually good for you and reduces the risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, why might that be? It turns out that magnesium and calcium are eliminated when you soften water. But conversely, you also introduce a fair amount of sodium. And by putting sodium in, you may increase your cardiovascular risk, but also by depleting you, especially of magnesium, but also of calcium, you may increase cardiovascular risk. They say the major disadvantage to water soluble is potential health risk for people on low sodium diets. The exchange of hardness minerals for sodium adds 7.5 milligrams per quart for each treatment. And there's also the elimination of the beneficial minerals. So, you know, it's, I guess, good for your appliances, maybe good for your bathtub rings, but a dishwasher, but isn't good for you, according to studies. And they've actually done some studies that, you know, that look at different regions of the United States where there's hard water versus soft water. Certain parts of the country have, naturally they have a lot of mineral-rich water, and other parts of the country very depleted of minerals. And particularly the South. The South of the United States has relatively soft water naturally. And higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. Now, there's a lot of other things happening in the South. There's like the culture of the South and the diet of people in the South. But they have actually linked cardiovascular disease geographically to where water is hard and water is soft. This item talks to us about, you know, when you do a workout, you're told to take some protein after the workout, and because you want to increase muscle protein synthesis. And so, nice little study here. They looked at whether a protein drink or whether just protein-rich foods were equivalent, whether one was better than the other in terms of protein synthesis in your muscles after exercise, particularly resistance exercise. They looked at a group of young adults, and they either gave them a protein formula, which is something that I take after exercise, or they just fed them protein-rich food that was equivalent in protein content. And guess what they found? They found that the ingestion of a variety of protein-rich whole foods versus isolated protein source following lower body exercise resulted in comparable rates of muscle protein synthesis. Although there was a greater whole body net protein anabolism achieved with egg whites. So, you know, egg white protein may have some slight advantages, but hey, you know, after a meal, don't get crazy. After exercise, just have a protein rich meal and you'll do fine, which is reassuring. 877-726-8255 is our number. Remember, our full script dispensary here, HoffmanStore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Check it out. Also take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for questions. Your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. First ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is the international rules-based order all a myth, and was it all along? And what role will Trump's Board of Peace have as we enter the brave new world? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Seattle Seahawks are celebrating. They've defeated the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 60. Final was 29-13. Partial government shutdown. Well, it's over, but difficult negotiations over Homeland Security funding continue on Capitol Hill. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
When Congress approved the final government funding bills, it passed a temporary two-week extension for Homeland Security. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. The two parties have until Friday to reach an agreement. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries warned that Democrats would not support any more stopgap funding without substantial changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he expects an agreement to be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump throwing his support behind the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act.
Posting on Truth Social, President Trump writes, quote, America's elections are rigged, stolen, and a laughingstock all over the world. We're either going to fix them or we won't have a country any longer. He called on Republicans to fight for the Save America Act. He continued, quote, all voters must show voter ID identification. All voters must show proof of United States citizenship to register for voting. President Trump concluded by posting that there should be, quote, no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel. John Scott reporting.
Leading health official urging people to get inoculated against the measles at a time of outbreaks across several states now. That appeal is from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Several U.S. Olympians are learning it is not wise to badmouth the United States while representing their country in the Winter Olympics, something that several people have already been doing. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
It is a move filled with controversy, may not be over just yet. British Prime Minister's Chief of Staff resigning over the appointment of a new UK ambassador to the United States who is mentioned in the Epstein files. Here's Donna Warder.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Chief of Staff, Morgan McSweeney, resigned Sunday, saying he takes responsibility for advising Starmer to appoint Peter Mandelson as the UK ambassador to the US, despite his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. In the Epstein files, it suggested that Mandelson sent market-sensitive information to Epstein when he was the UK government's business secretary during the 2008 financial crisis. In a statement, Sweeney says, "The decision to appoint Peter Mandelson was wrong. He has damaged our party, our country, and trust in politics itself." I'm Donna Warder.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Lindsey Vonn's latest crash, ending her 2026 Olympic dream. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Dear Lindsay, Von airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Von lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Von did it 16 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
And recapping once again now, Seattle winning the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 60 defeating New England today. The final was 29-13. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavors. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years, supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Well, you're pulling all over the place.
Oh, yes. A lot of people underestimate the... how the wind affects the bullet.
Okay. Say you got a 10 to 15 mile an hour breeze mm-hmm. and you're 200 yards. What are we looking at? We're looking at several inches, aren't we?
Oh, yes. We are looking, I don't want to be as bold as to say a foot.
A foot.
So if I'm looking.
A wind drift.
Yes. If I'm shooting at a, let's just say a full size IPSC target,
mm-hmm.
it could blow me off 3 to 4 inches off the side. So it is, the wind drastically affects. And if it is gusty, that is a nightmare for rim fire
sure,
shooters.
If one thing is steady and you can figure it out.
Exactly.
But if it's changing all the time,
yeah.
you could do your very best and still have the wind blow you
exactly.
your bullet off.
Exactly. Okay. And there are times where I'm shooting and I'm watching the tray strap into the bullet and it, you know, arcs way over to the side and then drops back into
the bullet.
The
magic bullet curving all in there.
Yes.
So,
yes.
All right. So how in the world did you get started doing this?
I grew up around firearms. My dad was very keen on making sure that our family was safe around firearms and had knowledge of firearms. But I actually grew up dancing. I was not in shooting sports at all. I did not grow up in any competitive scene whatsoever. When I was 16, my dad found PRS rimfire competitions and was like, hey, Cam, maybe this is something we could do together. And me being a daddy's girl was like, yeah, Dad, I want to do something with you. That sounds great.
See, that sounds like fun, never knowing, oh, I'm going to go beat everybody in the world.
Yes. So then when I was 17, we shot our first competition, which I'll be honest, I was so nervous, and I didn't want to compete, but I did it for my dad. I was like, Dad, I'm only doing this for you. You're lucky I'm out here. Halfway through the competition, I was hooked.
Yeah.
Within 4 months, I was traveling out of state to go and compete. And now we're here 5.5 years later, and it very quickly became everything in my life.
So you're a college student, but that's
yes.
really, that's almost like you're part-time because the shooting is your full-time.
Pretty much, yeah. I am a full-time college student, but it's one of those where I chose to do school online, so that it allowed me to go and compete a lot of all over the world.
You can keep being a college student no matter where you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, there are a lot of matches where I'm doing school to the range and from the range.
All right. If you have it, because a lot of people start shooting, you know, when they're 10.
Right.
How did you go from 0 to 100 so fast?
I had some exposure to guns, and there's actually a photo of me at 3 years old shooting a little pink 22, but I'm a very determined person, and when I set off on something, I want to become a master of it. That does not always happen. I was very blessed to have help from people when I started shooting. So actually my very first competition, the gentleman who won was a retired Army sniper, and my dad had taught me some excellent fundamentals, and then I started working with the gentleman who was an Army sniper, and he was able to start getting me going with drills and exercises to get more comfortable behind a precision rifle, continue with the fundamentals, learn how to shoot off of a barricade, off of rocks, etc. And from there, I just kept practicing and practicing. And I was a little sponge. I would watch videos. I would ask questions. And I'm a very petite. I mean, I'm 5'2", and so sometimes recommendations would not work because
Like,
I'm too short for that. But
I can't do that. Yeah.
I was just so eager to learn, and I will say that I do believe that there's some level of natural ability. And I've been very blessed to have incredible coaches along the way that have challenged me and refined my skills and have pushed me to be the best I can. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot of, I shoot roughly 16,000-17,000 rounds per year, and so it's a lot of time spent on ranges, a lot of time at matches. And even to this day, if somebody gives me a recommendation, I stop, pause, look at it, be like, oh, actually, yeah, that might help me become better.
That's right. See if it works. It's a good one.
Exactly.
Who are your sponsors? What kind of gear do you shoot?
So I am sponsored by Burris Optics, and I run the Burris XTR Pro as my rifle scope. I run a Zerma Arms Remix Action with a CRB barrel, and then I'm sponsored by MDT. So my chassis is an MDT ACC Elite, and I run a TriggerTech trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also sponsored by Real Avid, so with all the tools and clean supplies I need, they help me out with that. And I'm supported by Lapua Ammunition.
Greg, okay, I was going to say, people that know that with Rimfire, ammunition is critical.
It is. It is. And I'm very, very thankful that Lapua has the testing facilities in Arizona and Ohio, because I take my gun down 2 or 3 times a year to the test facility in Arizona.
You got the lot that works for you
exactly.
And your rifle and all that?
Exactly, yes. And I competed at a world championship in 2023, and it was before that where I lot tested my gun for the first time, and that was a huge game changer. Being able to see just how variable ammunition, even if it's the same brand, right, it is, can be so variable through our guns.
Just a lot, different lots of ammo, and then once you find that works, you can, all right, give me a whole bunch of that.
Oh, yes, like, all I can get my hands on of this lot, I want it.
Yep.
Yeah, you find it, and it's just money.
So what's next for you?
Well, so this year, 2026, it is the qualification year for the 2027 IPRF Rimfire World Championship. So if I want to go and defend my title as Lady Champion, I will be shooting the 4 two-day qualified matches this year to qualify to be on Team USA.
Well, I know you're going to be in there tearing it up.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
No, this is wonderful. And, you know, love having good representatives and ambassadors like you for the shooting sports.
Thank you so much.
Come back sometime, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Tom.
All right, you take care. All right, we will be right back with more Gun Talk.
Ready to take your training to the next level? The NRA's American Rifle Challenge invites you to train, compete, and connect with responsible gun owners in a safe, dynamic environment with optics or iron sights. To help clubs grow local programs, the NRA is hosting a 3-day Match Director Summit this May. Space is limited. Register now. For more about ARC or the summit, visit arc.nra.org. America's Rifle Challenge. Exercise your rights through competition.
Used guns can be a great value, but you have to know who you're buying from. What if you could buy quality used guns with a lifetime warranty from the Internet's largest online reseller? That's what you get at DuriesGuns.com. They stand behind every firearm purchase for life. If you have a problem, they'll either fix or replace your gun. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, and more. Check out their inventory today at DuriesGuns.com.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot-pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game-stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Want the latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news.
You're listening to KCNR or Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith.
Some of my old friends around here, a lot of us have been coming to the SHOT Show forever. Just great fun. By the way, our last guest, if you get a chance, you can look her up, Camden, C-A-M-D-Y-N, C-A-M-D-Y-N, Camden Powers, professional, kind of professional shooter, but world champion, and like I said, college student, and just delightful young lady. The kind of person you think, well, I'm really glad that she's involved in the shooting sports. She'll be a great ambassador for us. And we're waiting for the next guest who may or may not show up. One of the things that happens here, and this is the reality of doing these remote shows, is that people get shanghaied. They're going, yeah, I was planning on coming over, and then I got pulled aside. We had dinner plans with somebody last night, and, yeah, I don't know if I can tell you. But he said, look, I hate to bail on you guys, but I got to go. I got a meeting with so-and-so. It would be a name that everybody would recognize because he hangs out with President Trump. So it's like, yeah, okay, I get it. You know, that's the kind of thing that happens around here. And so you do what you can do. I'm looking across the way here. I don't know who they have, but there's a huge line of people trying to get into the Aimpoint booth. Well, they have celebrities at a lot of these booths. I mean, I guess it's not unusual for trade shows to do that kind of a thing, but kind of fun stuff. What are the overarching things I'm seeing, kind of a trend as I look at new products or the products that are being offered, is this, I don't know if it's a dichotomy, but it's a mix of new and old, although some of the new stuff is old stuff. And what I mean by that is there is, if anything, weirdly enough, some kind of resurgence in 1911 pistols. And now part of that is the 2011s, the double-stack 1911s. And, you know, Kimber has not just their 2K11, but they've got a new one called, I think it's the Warrior DS. And there are a lot of different double stacks, but also, weirdly enough, I mean, Springfield's got a single stack that they're putting out. It's a $2,000 single stack 1911, some others. You got guns that go up to $6,000 and $7,000, Nighthawk Custom being a prime example of that. And I know people say, well, why would you pay that much? Well, I don't know. Why would you pay so much for a Mercedes? You know, for an AMG Mercedes? Okay, well, is it that much better? I don't know. The good news is we don't have to know. We don't have to know that it's better. And Lord knows we don't have to use what I often call the N-word, which in our case is the need word. We don't need that. We don't need, and we don't need to justify. It's like, okay, if I want a, right now I'm looking around at lightweight, probably alloy frame, commander size 1911 in 9mm. Do I need one of those? Of course not. I actually have one or two of those, but I'm looking for the next one. And, you know, we'll see if we can make that happen. I'll be poking around here. Oh, here comes our next guest right now. So we're going to drop him in. Tell you what, this is going to be fun. All right. Have a seat, sir. Put this on, and we're just going to pick this up live. All right. Sitting down and joining me right now is Doug Hamlin from the NRA. How are you, partner?
Good to see you, Tom. Doing well. Thank you.
How's the show for you?
It's always great to be with like-minded conservative NRA members. Love it.
So you're saying that when you're hanging out around D.C., that's maybe not the case?
Yeah, the swamp versus the SHOT Show.
I know which one you'll take every
I'll
time.
Take the SHOT
right.
Show.
All right. So you are the executive vice president?
Yes, sir.
And how... Basic question, how are things going?
Things are busy. We have, here we are, 2026, coming off a pretty good year, 25, first time we balanced our budget in years, actually in the black, and got some new initiatives coming here in 2026.
We got to talk about the elephant in the room, which is, you know, the old guard has gotten pretty much fleshed out. Is that a fair way of saying it?
Yeah, I think the line of demarcation's been drawn, and you've got a very solid group of what we would call reformers that have taken the vast majority of the seats on the NRA board, and we're moving in lockstep together to rebuild and make NRA as great as we can.
And you got to regain and rebuild a lot of trust, because there are a lot of members who just lost trust in the NRA. And I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why I started with the fact that we did balance our budget, and every dollar that's coming in is very judiciously spent, and we want to rebuild our programs and services, and so we're not going to be wasteful whatsoever. We know what got us in trouble before, and it's not going to happen on my watch.
And you're having to be circumspect, and I don't have to be circumspect. I can just say, we got rid of the rat bastards who stole the money. Okay, you didn't say that, I did. How's that?
Yes, sir.
I love it. I love it. All right, so seriously, where do we go from here with the NRA?
Yeah, we had a seat at the table in Washington. I've been very busy on Capitol Hill. I've been to the White House on several occasions.
How's that relationship with the White House?
It's really good. For example, yesterday we had the Deputy Attorney General here. Todd Blanch was here.
Right.
We had the nominee for the directorship at the ATF.
Yep. Okay.
Was with us, and he's going to get confirmed. And he's a super nice guy. And I think, Tom, when I'm on the circuit and I'm talking to elected officials, I had literally one U.S. senator say to me while this great, big, beautiful bill was being discussed,
right,
what's the NRA's position on the issue? What does the NRA say on the issue? So people understand the clout. People understand who we represent. And they understand the fact we've been doing this for 155 years, so we have some ideas.
Right. And let me take that and run with that, because there are other good gun rights groups. And primarily, I think you would say they work in the litigation side of things as opposed to the legislation side of things. Not to say the NRA isn't doing litigation, and you're doing a lot of it. But when it comes to talking to Congress, what they always say is, where's the NRA on this issue? They want to know, you know, because that's going to impact and guide their reaction and what they do.
There's no question. And you're right, there's some really good other three-letter groups that we work with.
Oh, yeah.
We're collaborating
right.
More now than ever before. And we're going to continue to do that. But we have the membership. So now, like, for example, you got the 2026 midterms. And the agenda that the president is implementing is at risk if we do not hold the House.
How do we do that?
Well, for example, NRA's got over 20 million names in our database.
Okay.
And so with this redistricting thing, there used to be maybe 12, 15 districts that were in play.
Right.
Now we think it'll be closer to 40.
Oh.
But okay. What we'll be able to do is go into this database and geo-target,
right,
and figure out which of those districts are in play and try to drive the vote to give us the best chance to hold those seats so we hold our majority. And you've been around like I have. We know that the incumbent party in the following election after a presidential year
usually takes it in the shorts.
So your listeners out there, please encourage everybody you know to get out there and vote. Otherwise, the agenda's over. Trump will be impeached. And
right.
Freedom is going to be at risk.
Yeah, it's not a four-year term. It's a two-year term if we lose the House. It really is. I mean, for all intents and purposes, the Trump movement stops at that point.
And yes, sir. And Tom, the Senate is as critical as ever because they're the ones that validate and approve the judges.
Yes, and the federal judges and the justices for the Supreme Court. And there's a real possibility we may be looking at needing to replace a justice or two as they age out.
That is correct.
And I actually had somebody point out, says, you know, I was saying, well, you know, we really would like for Justice Clarence Thomas to hang around. He says, yeah, but if he hangs around for too long, then the next president gets to select that justice. Do you want another Justice Jackson in there?
Well, Tom, you saw what happened with Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes, yes.
She did not want to step down, and so they lost that opportunity.
Yes, exactly right. All right, 30 seconds, final message to NRA members.
Man, we need you to come home. You can trust us again. We're working 7 days a week. I work straight through the holidays, and I'm not exaggerating that. And in the time that I've been aboard, we've made changes across every one of the divisions with new executive leadership. You have a board that's in lockstep. There's no more infighting within the board. Our president, Bill Bakkenberg, is doing a fantastic job.
Give the NRA another chance.
Please do.
Come on back in.
Yes, sir.
And I'll echo
NRA.org.
NRA.org.
Go to NRA.org. Join, renew, donate.
Doug Hamlin, thank you so much, sir.
Tom, you're an old friend. Love to be on your show. Thank
Appreciate
you so much.
Looking for expert insights on the cars that really matter? Then check out Carl Brower Cars on YouTube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Unfortunately, I didn't check if I took the gas hose out of my car's tank. Ooh, not smart. And I drove off while still attached to pump number 3.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iccars.com.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deals. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
right, back at the SHOT Show here. I was talking earlier about this interesting mix of guns. And you got the polymer plastic, high-tech stuff with the red dot sights and all of that. And then you got the traditional revolvers and 1911s. And then you got this mix of things that's going on. And you got 1911s with red dots, which at first looks weird. And then you go, well, why not? They can mill out the slide and put a red dot or some kind of optic on it. And now you got Smith & Wesson making their revolvers. I mean, others have too, Taurus says, four red dots and setting them up that way. I'm going, well, why would you do that? Well, same reason. Because the dot simply allows you to shoot faster and more accurately. Yes, it really does. I think sometimes people who use dots don't really explain well some of the advantages. And one of the big advantages, and you got to kind of follow along with me here, for, I guess probably for targets as well, but I'm thinking primarily of self-defense. With iron sights, you have the rear sight, the front sight, and the target. And you're trying to focus on three different things. And generally your eye is actually popping back and forth on focus. And as you, if you're young, you can pretty much do that. As you get older, it's a little bit harder to focus on more than one thing. But also, frankly, you're trying to look at too many things. When you're using a dot sight, you simply look at the target, whether it's a threat in the case of self-defense or a steel plate or a, you know, paper or cardboard target. You just look at the target, and that's where you focus. And then the dot appears as you raise the gun, and you put the dot on the target, and you press the trigger, and you never take your focus off the target. Well, that helps in several different ways. Think about this. First of all, of course, you can actually focus on, if it's a, say it's a steel plate, you can hold a good focus on that and just put the dot there. But more than that, and maybe one of the biggest advantages, think about a self-defense situation. Do you, if somebody's out there and possibly getting ready to hurt you, and you're trying to sort out maybe a complex situation with multiple people, do you really want to be pulling your focus back to the front sight and losing focus on what's going on downrange? What is the threat doing? Did the threat actually give up at the last instant? Did, you know, is there more than one? Is there, I mean, honestly, if you pulled your focus back and you got a hard focus on the front sight, which is what we do, and look, we can do that. It's just what is optimal and what is the best. And if you can hold your focus on the target, and here's the thing, and this is a key to learning to use a red dot, is you don't look at the dot. You don't look for the dot. You don't try to focus on the dot. You look at the target, and you just let the dot appear as it comes up. And then it just, I don't know, intercepts your vision. It goes, pops into your vision. While you're looking at the target, and all of a sudden you can just do that. I also got a chance to play with the new Mantis dry firing system. And I got to tell you, I've always kind of been skeptical. I've never really had any experience with it. I got to play with it out at the range day here. And it was good. I was surprised. And now they've combined that with a CERT gun. So you got your own practice gun with all the Mantis stuff built into it. And you're getting electronic feedback. And I've got this pistol, and I'm trying it, and I'm looking at this red dot as it goes click. And each time it went click, I got the slightest little movement to the right of the dot. And I'm thinking, well, that's interesting. I mean, is that even important? And the guy who was running it says, you know, he starts giving me coaching on what you're doing. And I'm thinking, well, how does he know that? Well, he knows that because the system's telling him that. It's all programmed in. And so I started changing my grip a little bit and tightened up my grip, and I basically fixed it. It's like, oh, so you actually can do that. You actually can make yourself shoot better with these systems. And so I was a skeptic. And once again, I have discovered that sometimes I hold back from things when I should be a little bit more open to what's new, and that has certainly been true for a lot of the innovations out there. You go, yeah, well, I've never used that before, so I don't need that. Well, that's kind of a silly way to look at things when you really think about it. How are you going to know if something is better if you don't try it. And, yeah, I get it. People say, well, you know, experienced shooters, older shooters, they're reluctant to try new things. Probably true, because you got this whole big bank of experience that you're used to tapping into. I've always used iron sights, and they've always worked for me. I've always used this kind of scope. It's always worked for me. I've always used this kind of a caliber or cartridge. It's always worked for me. Yeah, okay, but could it be better? I don't know. How would you know? There's the question. How would you know that it's better for you if you don't try it? And that's where going to a range, trying different things, if they've got things you can try. Or, you know, another way to go, and maybe the more fun way, maybe one of the best ways, is to get together with some of your buddies and, you know, one of your buddies has a red dot. One of your buddies has some of this stuff. Ask around. Does anybody have a Mantis electronic training system? Does anybody have this? Let me try that. One of the fun things I really like to do is when we get several of us go out to the range, each of us brings a half a dozen guns out. And then everybody can shoot anybody's gun. And everybody tries all these different guns. And, you know, when you got a dozen or two dozen guns out there and you're trying all this stuff, number one, you're having a great time. You're having just a fun time shooting and trying different things. But also, you're going, oh, I really like that. Oh, I don't really like that one. Oh, I like the trigger on that one. Oh, you know, and then you say, well, I might have to change my grip when I go to that gun. Let me try something different. And, boy, I am really working on trying to increase my grip pressure on handguns. You know, the old thinking was, oh, 60% with your right hand and 40% on the left hand. No. For managing recoil, you want to grip the snot out of it so that you can control recoil. So that I think I picked up from Rob Latham. He says 100% on the right hand, 100% on the left hand. He says, I like a 200% grip. Well, it's a lot of gripping power, but it really does work. All right, let me take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to give you some more info and maybe pick up on a couple of the newest introductions here at the SHOT Show. Thanks for being here. We'll be right back.
Tiny footprint, max capacity. Meet the Ruger LCP Max. Now with a manual safety for those who like that extra layer of control. It's chambered in 380, fits just about anywhere, and still brings serious firepower with a 10+1 capacity. Add in that crisp trigger and low recoil, and you've got one smooth little carry piece. The LCP Max. Carry light. Live ready.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at GunTalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
New Smith & Wesson Model 1854 is now chambered in .45-70. More power, more punch, more ready than ever for the backcountry. With a 20-inch stainless barrel, large loop lever for gloved hands, and that legendary Smith & Wesson smooth action, this lever gun is built to run hard and hit harder. Add in a flat face trigger and classic walnut stock, and you've got a rifle that honors 170 years of American craftsmanship.
Looking for real talk about guns, gear, and the shooting lifestyle? Then tune in to Gun Talk Nation. Each week, your host, me, Ryan Gresham, sits down with industry insiders, trainers, and everyday shooters to bring you the stories, news, insights you won't hear anywhere else. Whether it's the latest innovations, pro tips for the range, or the hot topics everyone's buzzing about, you'll find it here. Subscribe now to Gun Talk Nation, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to see a really cool rifle from Franklin Armory. And to explain, I got to back up a little bit and talk about, when you talk about bolt action rifles, traditionally, there's argument, debate, whatever, about controlled round feed versus push feed. And what that means is when you have loaded cartridges into the magazine of your rifle and push the bolt forward on a bolt action rifle, on a controlled round feed, it strips the cartridge out of the magazine. It immediately clamps onto the rim of the rifle. The extractor grabs it, and it controls the feed as it goes into the barrel. People who hunt dangerous game prefer that because they don't want the round to be rattling loose and just being pushed in. Because a Winchester Model 70 or a Mauser is a controlled round feed. A Remington 700 is a push round feed. And there may be some advantages to that as well. But people who like to hunt dangerous game, they want a controlled round feed. Well, the folks at Franklin Armory came out with, I don't remember exactly what they call it, but it's kind of a combination of both. It's a control round feed. It picks up the cartridge. It holds onto it as it goes in. But then when it comes back out, they've got an ejector, a plunger ejector, so it throws the empty out when you open the rifle. And we shot it, and it was pretty slick. It's a really nice piece of engineering. I was kind of surprised. So that was kind of a fun little deal. You never know what you're going to find around here. Somebody made a reference earlier to a booth down in the basement. And I'm on the big floor right now where all the big exhibits are. I mean, you got, you know, Aimpoint and Ruger and Smith & Wesson and, you know, Glock and FN. But you go down to the basement and the booths are smaller. And the companies are smaller. And it's where a lot of innovation is shown. And that's kind of where people move to when they come out of their garage, when they're tinkering and coming up with stuff. And if you just cruise around there, you're going to go, wow, look at that. Now, some of that stuff will appear one year and never to be seen again. But some of it, it's like, oh, okay. And sometimes some of these little outfits will have a chance to talk to a bigger outfit. And you know, the big companies will say, yeah, we like that. We'd like to incorporate that. Or we want to buy that. Or we want to you never know. There's deals happening all over the place. So that's kind of part of the fun. And the reality is, look, I used to be able to do a lot of that. Now that we're doing radio shows and doing the videos and all, I don't get to cruise as much for that. And so we have our team, and that's what they do. And it's, you know, Chris Serino and KJ and Ryan and Matt and Chuck and Michael and Benjamin. And so we got people going all different directions. So it's kind of a fun little deal. And we actually have the videos on those. So if you go check out our videos, you know, you can see what we're up to. Hey, look who just showed up here. Put that thing on, partner. Jason Clouser from Lipsy's is running across there. He just, hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me over.
Take a breath. I know you were quite literally spinning across the floor here to get here. And I know that we kind of squeezed you in at the last minute, but yeah. I appreciate you being here.
Absolutely.
All right, for those who may not know, Lipsy's is a major firearms distributor, the company that gun companies sell to you, you sell to dealers.
Correct. Yep.
Fair enough?
Yep.
Okay.
Do about 120 different gun lines.
Okay. But you also collaborate with gun companies and do all sorts of exclusives. We've done a couple of the Gun Talk guns with you. They've been fabulous. You
know? Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of our little niche in the industry is to do these collaborations and do these special projects. And, yeah, the consumers really like them.
And you've done at least a couple here that I've seen went, wow, that's really cool. You want to start with Springfield?
Yeah. So we got a new launch at Springfield here at the show. It's our latest Masterclass edition. So it's a 10.8 Performance Masterclass Springfield 1911.
Single stack.
So it's a collaboration with Hilton Yam of 10.8 Performance. You know, Hilton's kind of a legend in the 1911 world. And he's got a line of parts and used to do custom guns. And we wanted to do something that was more of a factory gun that could get somebody into a 10.8 type edition at a really good price. And so these guns are have several of his parts on them and are spec'd out exactly the way he would want to spec his gun out.
It's a high-end 1911.
It is. It's got an MSRP.
But it's not a $6,000.
No, it's got an MSRP of $2,099, basically $2,100. So, you know, street price will probably be right at under $2,000. So it's a lot of gun for the money.
It's optic ready.
Optics ready. It's got the AOS system, so you can mount any various optics on there. And it's a really slick gun, and it looks good.
It does. 9 and 45?
9 and 45.
Yeah, I looked at that and went, oh, man, I don't need a – yeah, I need another 1911. Yeah, I do.
Okay. Everybody needs another 1911.
Exactly. We all need another 1911. All right. So you're also doing something with Smith?
Yeah. We had
actually several things.
Yeah, we had a big launch with Smith & Wesson. The big one is the we brought back the Night Guard series. So
tell people what that is.
Yeah, so the Night Guard series is a gun that they did back in around 2010 or something like that. And it was a scandium frame, stainless steel cylinder, carry guns. You know, they had 2.5-inch barrels back then. Really a lightweight but shootable package. And
scandium is you mix it in with the aluminum alloy, you end up with a lightweight gun, but it is stronger than straight alloy guns.
Correct.
It's really as strong as steel,
yeah,
but you get the lightweight of an alloy gun.
Yeah, it kind of gets the best of both worlds. And those guns lasted on the market for a couple of years, and then they were discontinued. So we brought them back now. Now they don't have the internal key lock, which I know everybody's happy about.
Right, right.
We put 3-inch barrels on them, so you get the full ejector rod
perfect,
stroke.
Perfect.
Fully adjustable rear sight, excess front night sight.
7-shot 357 or 5-shot 44 special.
That's right.
That is so cool.
That's very cool. And they come in around 23 to 24 ounces. And so it's that great carry weight, but it's also got enough heft to where you can shoot them comfortably and not beat you up.
I love that. I'll tell you what, don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break to come back because you got some other cool stuff to tell us about, too. We're talking with Jason Clouser from Lipsies, Lipsies.com.
That's it.
All right, Lipsies.com. You can take a look because all the new stuff is already listed out there.
Yeah, it'll be on there, yeah.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back with more Gun Talk.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
The Shasta College Art Gallery presents a Japanese woodblock print exhibition featuring works from the traditional ukiyo-e period to contemporary artists. Explore beautifully crafted prints with many pieces available for purchase to support Shasta College Student Show Awards. Join us for the closing reception on April 16th at noon in Building 300 during Shasta College Cultural Day. The gallery is open Monday through Thursday 8 to 5 and Fridays 8 to noon. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
visiting with our good friend Jason Klausner from Lip Season. And we talk about some of these cool things you're doing. And Revolve, I mean, look, you and I both really like Revolve.
Oh, yeah.
And so you got your UC line that you've been doing with Smith, but you kind of expanded that and did something else to them.
Yeah, we added a couple. One of the things
UC before Ultimate Carry.
Yeah, Ultimate Carry. So I started a little J frames with the, you know, with the dovetailed sights and the better triggers and everything. The original guns had the G10 grip that covered the back strap, had the high horn style, and we had a lot of feedback from guys who wanted a rubber grip that was the same of that, but have a little bit more recoil, you know, control there. And so Smith & Wesson and ourselves kind of worked it out and now have a rubber grip version of that UC grip. And so it's, we've got guns that come with it out of the box, or you can actually get that grip from Smith & Wesson as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Pick another one to talk about.
So we did a collaboration with the guys at Field Ethos on a Smith & Wesson Model 36. So that's the steel frame J frame. It's a polished blue 38 special 5-shot. It's got a beautiful finish on it. We put a gold bead front sight.
Oh, nice.
Bob the Hammer. It's got a performance center action job on it.
It's the old Chief Special.
Yes. It looks like an old cut. Remember when people used to chop the 1917 Smiths?
Yeah. Now?
It looks like a miniature version of that. It's really a cool gun. And then we had Tyler Gunworks come up with a really pretty walnut boot grip for it.
Oh, Bobby does good work.
Great work. So they're beautiful grips. If you like a retro style gun or a gun you just want to wear on a nice dinner or something like that, this is a really cool gun, and I'm super happy how they turned out.
All right, can I let you go unless we talk about the Ruger guns, because you've done some really cool stuff with them and those rifles.
Yeah, so the big hit for us right now is the Ruger Alaskan Bush Series. And what we did was we took the basic 77 and we shortened it down to 20 inches. It has express sights, barrel band front sight, you know, the shallow V rear.
Right.
Did it in all stainless steel and did a black and gray Hawkeye style laminate stock. So it's got a thin, lightweight stock, but it's in laminate, so it's weatherproof. The guns are short and handy. They're just the perfect Alaskan guide rifle.
What cartridges?
9.3 by 62 and 35 Whalen.
Oh.
Yeah, so
we
were giving the medium bore some love.
Right.
And the response has been just overwhelmingly positive.
What a great carry gun. I mean, you can do anything with that.
You can do anything with it. It's a gun that you can just throw in the bottom of the boat, in the back of the truck, on the horse. You can take it to Africa. I mean, there's just so many things you can do with it. And, you know, and down in Louisiana, 35 Whalen ammo.
Right.
So finding ammo is very easy for it, and the 9.3x62 is really gaining a lot of popularity.
People are discovering that cartridge.
Well,
it's a classic cartridge.
It is, and there's a lack of guns being chambered in 375 H&H now because of the magnum length actions that they require.
Okay.
So now you've got a cartridge that does 90% of what the H&H does with about 25% less recoil.
Right.
And since it's a 30-06 size head case, you get extra capacity in the gun. So it's really kind of a great cartridge that I think a lot of people are finally waking up to.
What a great elk cartridge.
Dark timber elk guns, these are perfection.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. And I know that we will hint a little bit, there may be left-handed versions of something coming out at some point, because I always have to throw in on those.
Yeah, right? You always beat me up. Where's my left-handed model?
That's right. You're used to that.
We've taken that to heart, and we are working on all of our 77-style, either African or Alaskan-style rifles. We are working on having left-handed versions of those.
Promises.
I'll tell you what, Tom. I will make you this one promise. If that happens, you get the first one, Tom.
All right. That sounds like a deal
to
me. I am so glad you could run by the booth here and do
absolutely.
This and get
Thank
you out of your booth. For a minute here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is great.
The great people, at Lip Season, we love you guys. And thank you, Banish, the folks, for letting us hang out here. We had a great time. I'm glad that everybody was able to join us here. And you know what? We're going to do it again next week, which means probably a little bit later today, we'll record another one from the SHOT Show, because this is where we come to be with all our friends.
And that's it. That's where I see all my buddies.
This is where we see all our buddies. This is like summer camp. We see the same people each year we come back to.
Right.
All right, everybody, go do a little shooting. Take somebody with you. Introduce them to this great sport. Watch your six and always, always carry.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Seattle Seahawks winning franchise second Super Bowl, and defense was the driving force behind this championship game. Seahawks winning over the New England Patriots Sunday 29-13. As President Trump contemplates potential military action against Iran, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Dr. Michael Oren says Israel has a keen interest in confronting Iranian threats.
It's not just eliminating Iran's nuclear program or eliminating its enrichment capabilities, but to we need to eliminate the missile capabilities, which are huge, and to stop Iran's support for terrorism throughout the Middle East and indeed the entire world.
And he says the Israeli military more than willing and able to partner with the United States if President Trump goes to battle against Iran.
You're talking about a very formidable Air Force that has succeeded in penetrating Iran's nuclear air defenses again and again and again. The Israeli Air Force, you'll recall, conducted literally hundreds of thousands of mile sorties during the last war, and we didn't lose a single airplane.
The Department of Homeland Security's Tricia McLaughlin says a vast majority of the criminals being picked up by ICE are wanted for crimes other than being in the country illegally.
70% of those illegal aliens who have been arrested under the Trump administration have either prior criminal convictions or pending criminal charges against them. That doesn't even include those who are wanted for crimes in their country of origin or a third country. That doesn't include known or suspected terrorists, gang members, human rights abusers, people who have not even been caught for the crimes they've committed yet.
Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says he is stepping down. That comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, Think Factor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit relieffactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
A deadly drone attack by a paramilitary group in Sudan.
It comes a day after a World Food Program aid convoy was targeted, killing one and wounding several others. The Sudan Doctors Network says Saturday's attack by the Rapid Support Forces took place close to the city of Rahad in North Kordofan province. The doctors group is urging international action to protect civilians and hold the RSF accountable. Sudan plunged into chaos in April 2023 when a power struggle between the military and the RSF exploded into open fighting. I'm Julie Walker.
The investigation into the kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie continues in Arizona. Savannah Guthrie addressing potential kidnappers in a social media video, saying the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Economist Steve Moore calling out blue state governors who ran as centrists, now governing as liberals. He cites Virginia's Abigail Spanberger.
She promised she would govern from the middle, and she hasn't even been in office for 1 month yet. And
She's got a litany of so many taxes, hotel taxes, dog grooming taxes, dog walking taxes, more property taxes, this tax, that tax, Uber taxes, you know, all of the, any FedEx taxes, anything that's delivered, you're going to pay a tax on it. This next census, which comes in 2030, the California could lose 4 congressional seats. Now, think about that. This is a state for the last 150 years has always gained electoral states as it grew and grew and grew. And under Gavin Newsom, they've lost over 2.5 million residents on net.
More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
And what are some of the biggest challenges that you have had with sellers when it comes to determining the right price for their home?
Well, that's a good question. We get it a lot, actually. And I can tell you that every owner, including me when I'm selling something, we always want more than it's worth. And I think most people know that. So I think what it is really taking the time to sit down and thoughtfully go through the comparables that are similar to yours that have sold recently and do the very best you can to be realistic. If I was a buyer in today's market and I was viewing 3 or 4 homes that are similar, which one would stand out to have the most features and benefits for the price?
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit MandinasCabinets.com.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw Millhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Lee presides over this program. He was away last week. He took a week off traveling to Mexico and Belize and Honduras, the lucky stiff. And part of my solution to cold fatigue is I'm headed to Scottsdale, Arizona for a conference of the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I'm president. And it'll be a combination of meeting some great people and having some great discussions and also exposure to a little bit of warmth. And I think I'm going to take some nice outdoor bike rides there in the hills around Scottsdale. So, yeah, cold weather is a thing. And there's an article here in Today's Practitioner entitled Cold Weather, Joint Physiology and Clinical Strategies. And they describe here why it is that we feel stiffer and we're more injury prone during cold waves. And indeed, part of it is that it's more arduous to walk on icy pavements and to climb over snowbanks. And then, of course, a lot of people get overzealous about snow shoveling, notwithstanding the fact that there are a lot of mechanical devices now that can do the snow shoveling for us. I like snow shoveling, but if you're not used to it, you can throw your back out, you can get real sore. And you can even give yourself a heart attack. There have been a few deaths due to that. There have been some deaths due to exposure here in New York. Some of the homeless, they don't want to come in from the cold. And so they may be under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and they don't feel it as the cold comes on. They try to sleep through it, and they end up frozen stiffs. That used to happen pretty frequently while I was a medical resident here in New York at Bellevue Hospital. They would bring in literally frozen bodies. And what's interesting about that is that you cannot pronounce a person dead if they are below a certain temperature, because there is a possibility of kind of reanimation that occurs when you thaw people out. It doesn't happen very often. But legally, we were obliged to warm people with warming blankets and warm intravenous fluids, bring their body temperature up to a requisite level, and only then could we pronounce them dead. It was really weird. But, yeah, there are deaths due to that. But cold weather physiologically impacts joint health. And here's how that happens. There is soft tissue tightening and reduced elasticity because they say as collagen-rich structures cool, their viscosity rises. It's kind of like motor oil. You know, you've got the summer weight motor oil and the winter weight motor oil. And the winter weight motor oil is designed to be liquid and to flow properly at very low temperatures. It's different. And because of the increased viscosity, this leads to increased stiffness and reduced range of motion and mechanical resistance across weight-bearing joints. Well, one of the ways to deal with that is get a lube job. Yeah. Not just your car, but your body. And you can get a lube job with omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil. And the reason for that is that fish oil is particularly abundant in Arctic fish and mammals. And why is that? Because it has a very low solidifying point. Butter will solidify at room temperature. You put olive oil in the refrigerator, and it'll congeal. But fish oil, you put it in the refrigerator, and it's still liquid. And for that reason, it actually may help us with soft tissue tightening and the reduced elasticity that comes with cold. Same thing happens with your synovial fluid, which is the lubricant and shock absorber within your knees and all your joints. Cold exposure thickens this fluid. And if you got compromised surfaces or early degenerative changes, this mechanical change can amplify the discomfort. So, yeah, cold temperatures. Also, barometric pressure-related tissue expansion. People sometimes say that My knees tell me when we're going to be having a storm. And that is because drops in barometric pressure, which commonly precede winter storms, allow soft tissues, they say, within the joint to expand slightly. And this increases pressure on the nerve endings, which heighten pain perception. And finally, there's definitely reduced circulation, because what the body attempts to do when it's cold is it brings the blood to the interior. Why? Because, well, you don't want the blood to be at the surface, because while the blood is at the surface, the blood's going to freeze and you'll be in danger of frostbite. And so your blood is brought closer to your interior. You get what's called vasoconstriction. A lot of people have what's called Raynaud's syndrome, like white or even bluish fingers and sometimes toes in the cold. And this also creates more of a problem. So what can you do? Well, you know, warm up before you go outside, right? Don't just, you know, just lace on your sneakers or your boots and head outside. Do, you know, do some stretching. Do some stuff, you know, that mobilizes your joints a little bit. Also, consider sauna. This is something I've been doing more and more this during. One of the ways I've been trying to beat this cold away, both physically and psychologically, is after exercise, I get in the sauna for a while. Or the steam room. Unfortunately, I live next to a Y, so we have both a steam room and a sauna. And that's a great way to counteract the cold. At least you give yourself the illusion that you're in a warm place. I mean, you can't take a trip to Mexico, Central America, the Caribbean, to Hawaii or parts south. Don't bother going to Florida, because the temperatures there in Florida, there were actually some cute memes on social media, is that the temperatures in Florida, like Pensacola and Panhandle, were actually colder than the temperatures in Alaska and in Iceland. It was like, okay, it was like 42 degrees in Iceland, and it's 28 degrees in Florida. It's crazy. You can also make sure you do strength training to support your joint mechanics and maintain flexibility. And vitamin D is a great way to counteract the cold, because it's time of year, you're getting less sunlight, your vitamin D levels are going to plummet. And remember to hydrate, because it is super dry this time of year. Literally, it sucks the moisture out of your skin. And I noticed the plants in my apartment are wilting, and I usually don't have to water them as much, but apartments are very dry, interiors are heated, and the humidity is very, very low. And you can become dehydrated even if you're not sweating. So support adequate hydration, which influences your synovial fluid quality. Make sure you lubricate with fish oil and plenty of adequate hydration. So those are some of the things you can do to fend off cold fatigue and cold injuries. 877-726-8255. We can't do this feature during the summer, so do it. Take advantage of the cold weather to share this information with you in a timely fashion. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'll take some of your phone calls momentarily. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use. Drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection. Create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, the ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHopkinsStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHopkinsStore.com, DearHopkinsStore.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Are you looking for a night of powerful music and big band swing? Join the North State Jazz Orchestra for an unforgettable concert on Sunday, February 22nd, at Sequoia Middle School in Reading. From classic jazz standards to bold, modern arrangements, this is live jazz at its best, performed by some of the finest musicians in the North State. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., music starts at 7 p.m., and the energy is guaranteed. Don't miss this 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra, February 22nd.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with your numbers, 877-726-8255. That's not just a number for questions. If you have a comment, if you heard something on this program that you want to challenge or that you've got some additional information to share with us about, comments, opinions, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Let's hear one of the calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I do have a question.
It's in reference to bone density and a fracture. I have osteoporosis. I'm recovering from a fracture of the vertebrae. So it really hit me right between my eyes because in the past, the osteoporosis kind of didn't frighten me. But getting this fracture in the vertebrae and going through some pain and a long recovery, I'm anxious to get on a medication. And I would love your recommendation. This is the first time I'm going to be taking something, and I really want it to work. So I would like your opinion before I start. So, if I was your mother, what would you recommend? I'm a small frame, over 75, 76 years old, 108 pounds at 5 feet tall. I really appreciate your information and your knowledge. Thank you.
Thank you very much for flattering me by saying that you might be my mother, because in order for you to be my mother, if you're 76, you would have had to have born me at the age of three, because I'm 73, so I'm not that far off in age from you. So this really is a wake-up call for you, because, you know, we see people with reduced bone density and then they're put on medication but this is an example of it's really imperative for you to get on medication, because you obviously have such a severe reduction in your bone density that your spinal column is literally collapsing. And it may be something that occurs with a movement or a jump or a fall, but it could actually happen spontaneously, you know, just stepping off the sidewalk and like, wow, pain in the back. And then you get an X-ray, CT scan or an MRI, and you image it, and you say, oh, there's a vertebral column that has collapsed because the bone is so weak. And so it used to be thought that one of the ways to treat that is to use kind of a glue gun and put in kind of a glue-like substance into the vertebra directly to shore it up. And this procedure was done for quite some time, but then studies revealed that it doesn't really help. It doesn't really help the long-term outcome of a vertebral fracture. It certainly doesn't prevent subsequent vertebral fractures. So it's been kind of cast by the wayside. It's an example of medical procedures which don't really pan out. So treatment for you would be Forteo, and followed, you know, taken for a couple of years, and then you must afterwards take medication like Actonil, Boniva, one of those bisphosphonate medications, because once you stop Forteo, there's kind of a quick rebound of bone loss. So your doctor will know this, and your doctor will put you on an appropriate therapy. Also, make sure you have adequate vitamin D. Consider hormone replacement therapy, although sometimes women a little later in life don't like to start hormone replacement therapy. These are some of the things that you need to. But this is a case where just supplements alone won't fix this. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use. You've talked with your kids and shared clear expectations, but you're not with them every minute. Your community members, friends and relatives, teachers and coaches, faith leaders, and other important adults in your kids' lives can be your eyes, ears, and a supportive influence when you're not around, reinforcing your messages with your kids and alerting you to warning signs of underage drinking or other substance use. So talk with your kids about these issues and involve the members of your community to help keep your kids safe, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information, visit talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Are you
frequently in a state of fatigue, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you get older, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. The cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids. NT-Factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-Factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I don't go a day without it. NT-Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids powder.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Tube. Carl Brower has spent decades testing and analyzing vehicles from every brand at every price point. You'll find detailed reviews, the latest car news, and deep dives into what's hot and what's not in the automotive world. Whether you're shopping for your next car or just love staying on top of what's happening in the industry, Carl Brower Cars gives you straight talk, real analysis, and no fluff. Don't just read about cars. See them in action. Subscribe now to Carl Brower Cars on YouTube and join a growing community of drivers and enthusiasts who want the truth about today's vehicles. That's K-A-R-L-B-R-A-U-E-R Cars on YouTube.
Progressive knows there are some surprisingly expensive things in life. Like rugs. And people say a rug would really bring the room together. And sure, you don't know what that means, but it sounds important. Suddenly you're using words like jute and sisal. Then you see the price and lose it. Because how can the thing you walk and spill on cost so much? So you devote your life to taking down Big Rug. But then you remember that switching your home and auto to Progressive could save you hundreds. So, looks like Big Rug is safe. For now. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And here is a study about those sound machines, those soothing, what is sometimes called pink noise, might be making your sleep worse, according to a study. And often people opt for the soothing sounds of a forest, gentle winds, wave sounds, things like that to lull them to sleep. And it's an appealing idea. In fact, it's so appealing that the five most popular YouTube videos associated with the search term white noise have accumulated more than 700 million views, and white noise and ambient podcasts are available. They account for 3 million hours of daily listening on Spotify. So you can actually listen to it like a white noise podcast. You can turn it on at night, or you can buy a device which delivers various types of white noise. Another way that people use these things is they use them during plane flights. And they use it partially to offset the plane noise. Now, you can use noise-canceling headsets, but they only partially get rid of the sound, the kind of, you know, the flight sounds. And so this study actually was partially funded by the Federal Aviation Administration. And they wanted to see how white noise or pink noise, sometimes referred to, has an impact on sleep quality. And there are also natural sounds that come from household devices, such as fans and air conditioning systems. And they produce, along with rainfall and ocean waves, something called broadband noise. Okay? Now, definitely aircraft noise led to an average loss in these volunteers of about 23 minutes per night of what's called N3 sleep, which is the deepest sleep stage. And earplugs mitigated that. So earplugs were the best, seem to be the best way of addressing that rather than masking it with pink noise. So the pink noise played on its own at 50 decibels, which is compared to the sound of a moderate rainfall, was also linked to a nearly 19-minute reduction in REM sleep. That's the important part of sleep that's restorative. When pink noise was combined with aircraft noise, as someone perhaps on a plane flight might pipe in, use their headphones to pipe in the sound of waves or rainfall or whatever, forest sounds, whatever they do, when it was combined with aircraft noise, the effects were actually additive. Both deep sleep and REM sleep were significantly shorter, and participants spent an additional 15 minutes awake during the night. And participants also reported that they felt that their sleep was lighter, they woke up more often. The researchers said the results support the effectiveness of earplugs. Earplugs definitely work. And they're actually used by 16% of Americans to help them sleep. So, look, not every person is fortunate enough to live in a very quiet place. If you live in a city, in an urban environment, you want to keep the windows open. You know, in the summer I keep the windows open, but then I hear the, you know, the garbage trucks, you know, because they come at night. Earplugs are used by 16% of Americans to help them sleep. Millions of people still rely on continuous background noise every night. And that is a problem because disrupted REM sleep is commonly seen in conditions such as depression, anxiety, and even Parkinson's disease. And a particular problem is that children may be more vulnerable to it. Children spend significantly more time in restorative REM sleep than adults as part of their physical and emotional and neurocognitive development. The brain is actively developing and changing and forming connections in children, which may make them especially sensitive to the disruption of REM sleep. And despite that, many parents place sound machines near the beds of newborns and toddlers. They think it's going to help them fall asleep and stay asleep, but au contraire. The researchers report overall a results caution against the use of broadband noise, especially for newborns and toddlers. And we need to do more research in vulnerable populations. All right, I was talking earlier about doing a lube job on your joints and muscles during the winter with omega-3 fatty acids. And here's my choice these days for omega-3 fatty acid supplementation. And we also have to remember that our brains are made mostly of fat. So if somebody calls you a fathead, that's a compliment. But why not nourish your brain with the highest quality omega-3 available? Omega-3 rejuvenate comes to us from Big Bold Health. Omega-3 Rejuvenate is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. It's sourced from the pristine waters of Alaska. And this is not the story of other brands. The fact is that most of the world's fish oil products are produced from several types of species, packed into nets in commercial fishing zones, loaded into the holds of vessels that stay out for days or even weeks, and then put into processing plants that treat them with harsh, high-heat chemicals and synthetic nutrients. Big Bold Health does it differently. All of it straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat extraction technique to extract the pure amber omega oil. And you can see the difference. The capsules, they're like beautiful amber color that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA, plus all naturals, vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators that are vital for supporting cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. They're unique. Low-temperature extraction preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits, nervy soft gel, and there's no fillers, no shortcuts, just pure, potent wellness. So visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate, and use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. And they also have a great product called Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat, which is a wonderful longevity supplement. And they've got it in, you know, powders. I made HTB Himalayan Tartary Buckwheat pancakes the other morning with the HTB flour. So BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for Omega-3 Rejuvenate and use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off all their products. All right. A lot of women, and a lot of men, but a lot of women are taking GLP-1 medications, and they're losing weight. And here's a way that you can accentuate the benefits of the GLP-1 drugs if you're a postmenopausal woman. Very interesting study. And they looked at Mounjaro, which is these days possibly the most effective of the GLP-1 drugs. It's a dual-action drug. It's a GLP-1 and a GIP drug. So it combines two actions to produce even more remarkable weight loss. And they did a study at the Mayo Clinic on postmenopausal women with overweight or obesity treated with Mounjaro for over 12 months. And the women were overweight, and some of them were taking hormone replacement therapy concurrently with the Mounjaro, and others were not. And what they found is that there was a dramatic improvement in the weight loss in the women who simultaneously took Mounjaro and took hormone replacement therapy. The hormone replacement therapy group lost more of their percentage body weight than the no hormone group. And the difference was about 5% more weight loss. So a higher proportion of women in the hormone therapy group reached a total percentage body weight change of greater than 20% or greater than 25% or even greater than 30%. And both groups had improvements in their blood sugar and their blood pressure and their concentration of liver enzymes, because that's another thing that these drugs do, is they alleviate fatty liver disease. But there were additional reductions in diastolic blood pressure, concentrations of triglycerides, and a liver function test called ALT in women using hormone therapy. So the way they boil it down, they say that these findings suggest that hormone therapy might enhance the therapeutic effects of Mounjaro in this population. So if you're taking weight loss medication, if you're a woman and you haven't yet considered hormone replacement therapy for menopausal, consider that and get an additional benefit. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. you followed my work, you know that I consider omega-3 fish oil to be an indispensable part of my daily regimen. If you're already taking omega-3s, you should know that I discovered a product so special that it's become my go-to brand. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health is a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon. Unlike most other brands, omega-3 Rejuvenate comes straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, and taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract the pure amber omega oil that contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, as well as DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D, and naturally occurring pro-resolving mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. Their unique process preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 Rejuvenate. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide.
Now, more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. The key to Dr. O'Hara's success is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites that are in each capsule. Postbiotic metabolites are important to the regulation of most systems in our body. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus. Merging nature and science, Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus combines Brazilian green propolis, vitamin E, astaxanthin, and tocotrienols for additional and powerful immune support. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Available online.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla Speed Test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
A major NIH-funded study found that veterans paired with service dogs experienced significantly reduced PTSD symptoms compared with veterans receiving standard care alone. Participants also reported improvements in anxiety, depression, and social functioning. Researchers noted that service dogs help interrupt panic episodes, reduce hypervigilance, and provide constant emotional grounding. The findings offer strong scientific backing for integrating service dogs into veteran mental health care.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Texas was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guaranteed details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And jot that number down because you've got a question, anything you'd like to run by me, you can call that number. And the way it works is you speak into the telephone or your handy mobile device, and you pose your question or you share your comment, and that gets recorded, and then it comes to me, and then I play it on the air, and then I answer it. So we'll take some of those questions momentarily. But first, I want to talk about how important the shape of your butt is. Okay? Interesting study they did on this. And, you know, there's a lot of emphasis on the butt these days because big booty was a fashion statement for a while. It was to the point where women were getting butt implants, right? And I'm not sure why. I mean, I guess that appeals to some guys, you know, big booty women. Maybe it has something to do with J-Lo setting the trend because she is curvaceous. And an example of which was Meghan Trainor. And one of her most famous songs is entitled All About That Bass. And you hear, you know, it's a musical song, and you think, okay, it's about the bass line, and she says, because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. But what she was talking about was her body type, which is that she had a big rear end, and she wasn't that well endowed up top. So it's kind of a body positivity message for, there's a lot of gals out there who are in the same predicament. The incidence of overweight and obesity is great, especially among young women, middle-aged women as well. So it was a body positivity message. Well, fast forward to the present, and she's totally transformed. She began taking Mounjaro. She lost some of that bass, what is sometimes referred to as junk in the trunk. And the lyrics to the song used to be, 'cause I got that boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. In other words, big booty, junk in the trunk. Well, the junk in the trunk is gone, and lo and behold, she also got breast augmentation. So she's no longer like a cello with the big bottom and a small top. She's more like an hourglass figure, the ideal body type. So all this is kind of a prelude to talking about a study that tells us that glute shape predicts diabetes risk, but not, it's not the same for both sexes. I'm sure you've seen those types of guys who are overweight. It's kind of a stereotype of redneck individuals in the South. I mean, I got to say that, is that they got a big belly that overhangs, and then they have like a squared off butt. They got no butt, and their pants are falling down. Okay. And that is, in men, a particular risk factor for type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome. Researchers in the UK used three-dimensional MRI to study how age-related changes in the shape of a person's rear end were associated with an increase in type 2 diabetes risk over time. And the results differed by sex. In men, having a flat butt, not a big butt, was associated with a higher diabetes risk. In women, it was the converse. In men, type 2 diabetes was significantly associated with a flatter bottom, And the opposite was true for women. So why would that be? Well, with an MRI, you can see not just muscle, but can also see fat. And what happens as you become metabolically unfit, your muscle is infiltrated with fat. So a big butt in a man might be more likely to be associated with stronger, bigger gluteal muscles. And in women, it might be suggestive of something called fatty hypertrophy, which is fat infiltration of the butt muscles. The researchers say, we were surprised, not just by the scale of the differences, but by how sharply the muscle shape patterns linked to type 2 diabetes diverged between men and women. So this actually is interesting because they can now use MRIs. We have really crude ways of diagnosing whether people are overweight or not, and they don't take advantage of the possibility that there's fat distribution changes within the body, and there's some people who are fit and seemingly kind of chunky, and there are other people who are relatively thin, but they have deposits of fat in their viscera. Visceral fat is associated with insulin resistance, prediabetes, and risk of cardiovascular, cerebrovascular disease, and all manner of problems. They say, we also found that people with a larger gluteus maximus at baseline had a subsequently lower future risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Now, there's also implications for exercise. And I got to say that, you know, one of the risk factors for having underdeveloped glutes is sitting. And most of us do a lot of sitting. And I have to say that if I could go back in time to when I was in my 20s and 30s, I would do more in terms of exercises like squats and deadlifts, the kind of exercises that actually accentuate the glutes, because it's kind of use it or lose it when it comes to the glutes. And the glutes, big muscles, are repositories of useful tissue, which releases what are called myokines. Myokines actually, it's not just having, you know, bulging muscles. Myokines actually have a hormonal effect, and they may help to counteract diabetes. Those big butt muscles, and of course other muscles, like thigh muscles, your calf muscles, but the glutes are big muscles. They support your back as well, very important in terms of alleviating subsequent back pain. Suggestion is work on your butt muscles, do those wall squats, do whatever you can to support your glutes, because your glute shape predicts your diabetes risk. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is a global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Clintons have agreed to testify in that congressional Jeffrey Epstein investigation, and they want it to be open to the public.
Facing the threat of a contempt charge, former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton reversed course and said they would testify before the House Oversight Committee later this month. However, both Clintons are pushing to make their testimony public. Hillary Clinton said there's nothing more transparent than a public hearing, cameras on. And Bill Clinton said a closed-door deposition serves only partisan interests. So far, Republican Chairman James Comer has insisted on holding the depositions in private. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune supporting the Trump administration's decision to confront the threat posed by the Iranian government.
We've got a lot of interest to defend in that region of the world, and it has implications not just for that region of the world, but for the entire world. And so I think the president and his team are right to take it seriously. To ensure that America's national security interests are protected there.
Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says the president wants Iranian leaders to continue to feel boxed in.
There's a lot of different ways we can do that. Military means, financial means, economic means. But I think we want to keep the pressure on them and try to do everything we can to help the brave Iranian people who are protesting against their corrupt dictatorial regime.
The investigation into the kidnapping of Nancy Guthrie continues in Arizona. Authorities believe she was taken last weekend. Savannah Guthrie addressing potential kidnappers in a social media video, stating the family is prepared to pay for her safe return. FBI is reviewing a message sent to a Tucson TV station. Super Bowl 60 belongs to Seattle, defeating New England. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt has reopened, that after a two-day closure. The crossing, the Palestinian Red Crescent said, 17 medical evacuees, as well as an estimated 27 companions, had begun crossing over into Egypt. Same number was expected then to head back into Gaza as well. Syria and Saudi Arabia have signed off on a multi-billion dollar investment agreement, actually a number of agreements. Now, the deals include a major telecommunications project and a low-cost joint airline. Syria is trying to improve its economy after a long war that killed nearly 500,000 people. Most Western sanctions on Syria were lifted after a new leadership took power following the ouster of Bashar Assad. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Washington Post publisher Will Lewis says that's it, he's stepping down.
Lewis' resignation comes 3 days after the troubled newspaper announced it was laying off one-third of its staff. Lewis sent an email Saturday to the newspaper's staff. His email says, quote, difficult decisions have been taken in order to ensure the sustainable future of the Post, unquote. Lewis and the Post billionaire owner Jeff Bezos did not participate in the meeting with staff announcing these layoffs.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, Lewis did have a rocky time at the Post, marked by layoffs and a failed organizational plan. Japanese Prime Minister Sunei Taikachi's governing party securing a two-thirds supermajority in a parliamentary election over the weekend. Taikachi says she is ready now to pursue a number of policies to make Japan strong and prosperous. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Thomas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Reading and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with Richard Calmer as Boston Blackie. Then we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Confidential Matter. Before Bob Bailey, here's a former safecracker turned good guy. In a broadcast from July 2nd, 1945.
Time you come to see me, Blackie. Where have you been for the last 2 weeks?
Around, Mary.
Oh, I was afraid you were ill. I called your apartment several times, but no one answered.
I've been busy.
But it's so unlike you not to phone me or drop me a line. You aren't in trouble, are you?
No.
Well, let's go sit down and you can tell me what you've been doing.
I dropped in just for a minute, Mary.
That doesn't mean you can't sit down a minute.
I don't have the time.
Blackie, what's the matter?
I haven't seen you for the last 2 weeks, Mary, because I haven't wanted to see you.
Blackie.
I thought you'd take the hint, and I wouldn't have to do this.
Oh.
But you saw Shorty yesterday and asked for me, and so I thought I'd better end this once and for all.
But why? What have I done?
Nothing. Well, I suppose you're a great girl, Mary. For somebody else. So long.
Blackie, what is this?
It's this. Open the window, Mary. What do you get?
Why, I get air.
That's just what I'm giving you, kid. And you don't have to bother about any window.
And now meet Richard Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
Blackie, Oh, hello, Shorty.
Oh, hi, Miss Wesley. Blackie ain't home.
Oh, well, may I come in?
Oh, sure, Miss Wesley.
Thank you.
Gee, Miss Wesley, You sure are one beautiful dame.
Am I?
What's the matter? You down about something?
Shorty, maybe you can help me.
Well, Miss Wesley, for you, I'd jump off the Brooklyn Bridge in my Sunday suit.
Oh, well, thanks, Shorty, but I don't want you to do anything like that. I just want you to tell me something.
Well, if I know what to tell, I sure will.
What's the matter with Blackie?
Oh, well, that.
Then you do know about it.
Well, not exactly, Miss Wesley. You see, I don't ask Blackie no questions about nothing.
But you do know that he's broken off with me.
Well, sure. You see, Blackie's a funny guy. He treats all the dames the same as he treats you. Nice and friendly like one minute, and then like an old pair of shoes the next.
Oh, Shorty, that's just not true.
No? Don't bet. Look, I know how he treats his dames. Blackie just gave you the same air he gives them all, Miss Wesley.
I see. Well, that's it then, huh?
Well, I sure wish it wasn't.
Thanks, Shorty, thanks. You needn't tell Blackie I was here. No, please do tell him. If there is anything behind all this that I ought to know, maybe he'll tell you.
Oh, certainly, I'll tell him.
No, better still, Shorty, I'll write him a note. Maybe that's the way. I'll use this telephone pad, is that all right?
Sure.
Oh, wait a minute. What's this address on the pad? 11 Bailey Street.
Oh, that's some place that Blackie wrote down to go to this afternoon.
That's a strange part of town for Blackie, Bailey Street.
Well, he said he was going out on business. Look, Miss Wesley, I don't know what this is all about, only I kind of hope you ain't sore at him. Don't mind him, huh, Miss Wesley?
He needs somebody to mind him, Shorty, and right now I'm going to mind his business.
Hey, Leach, will you quit shuffling those cards so much? You're giving the King of Spades a shave. Let's play.
When I'm ready, I'm thinking.
What about?
What you ought to be thinking about, too, Bernie. Wasting our way into that vault downstairs. Cut.
We gotta think about Blackie first. Is your cut deal him?
I'm thinking about Blackie.
Look, Leach, if he stands in the way of our little job, why don't we just knock him off?
Why don't we just go out and commit suicide? Same thing. It'll be much quicker. Much quicker.
Well, we gotta stop him somehow. He knows what we're up to.
Let's just be glad Blackie isn't chums with the cops, so we'd have more to worry about. You want that card?
No. Gee, if he only had a dame he was sweet on, we could grab her and Blackie'd hop on his head if we said the word.
That's very smart, Bernie. Only Blackie doesn't have any girl. I took that card. Jack of Diamonds.
Yeah, okay. He had a dame.
But he doesn't have one. Get that through your noggin. I knock with 8 points.
Eight. You're lucky enough to do this for a living. You get 27.
You do.
Yeah. Hey, what's that?
Hold it. Come in.
Hello, boys.
Well, Boston Blackie.
I felt like slumming a little, so I thought I'd drop in and see how you boys are getting along.
Mighty white of you.
Let me lay one on this guy, Leach.
Sit down.
What's the matter, Bernie? Impatient to get at that bank vault downstairs?
Yeah.
What's stopping you?
Nothing. When we got you out of the way.
And just how are you going to get me out of the way?
We'll figure something.
Nothing that I can't figure first. Make one more move to crack open that vault and I'll crack down on you.
Okay. We know you're smart. How about cutting you in, Blackie?
No, thanks. I see you have the floorboards removed. Are you sure you're directly over the vault?
We didn't move into this rat trap in an apartment because we like Bailey Street.
Cold water flat with plenty of cold cash on the floor below. Well, I hope you don't die of old age before you get what you moved in for.
Hey, Leach, I'm going in the kitchen. This guy gets me down.
Go ahead.
Well, Leach, you give up?
No.
You might as well. Why don't you go home and be a nice boy?
I don't pretend to be a nice boy.
You know you don't dare break into that vault downstairs as long as I'm around.
Look, we got an old plan. Right there in that hole in the floor is where we're going down into the bank. We come through right on top of the vault. A little well-placed nitro. Bingo, we're in. You're in, too, if you say so.
Not a very subtle way to open a vault.
Vaults don't care if we're obvious.
Leach, you're an amateur. You don't have any more
That poke in the head killed him.
Bernie, what'd you do that for?
I just couldn't help it. I don't like anybody calling us names.
Knocking him out doesn't help us any.
I'm sorry, Leach. I just had a conk him.
Oh.
Anyway, he's coming too.
Wait. Hey, wait. I got an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tie him up quick.
What?
Tie him up. Get that rope there.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Don't look so happy, Bernie. I'm not going to let you kill him.
Well, what are we tying him up for, then?
I don't know why we didn't think of this before. The best place for Blackie while we knock off this bank is in jail.
Are we going to get him in jail?
Tie him up good and tight.
I got him so tight, if you pluck him, he'll twang. How's this going to get him in jail?
We're going to plant him where the cops can grab him. Go out and tell Joe to bring the car around back.
Hello, boys. Or am I supposed to say, where am I?
Try to get out of those ropes, Blackie, and you'll cut yourself in half.
Yeah, thanks for the warning, but maybe I'll like being twins.
Go tell Joe to bring the car around back.
Yeah, sure, Leach.
What's this going to be, a little joyride?
No, Blackie. We're going to a little candy store to buy a lollipop for an all-day sucker. And I do mean you. Turn left at the next traffic light. The candy store is down the Jefferson Pike about a mile.
Lovely day for an automobile ride, isn't it?
Shut up, Blackie. Hey, Leach, what are we going to do with the candy store when we get there?
This guy who owns the candy store is a belligerent gent. He doesn't take things lying down. You and I are going into a store. Stick him up. You're going to let him swing on you. You fall like he's knocked you out.
Yeah?
Then I'm going to let him have it with a blackjack.
What about Blackie here?
As soon as I've knocked out the man in the candy store, I'm calling the cops. You're going out to the car, slap Blackie with your blackjack, untie him, drag him into the store, knocked out. Then we're going to beat it.
Oh, hey, Leach, you're great. I get it. When the cops get there, they'll find Blackie knocked out, and the storekeeper will say he knocked him out.
You boys are brilliant. Remind me not to light the whole setup, will
Shut
you?
Shut up. Bernie, got a match?
Yeah, sure, somewhere.
Here, let me light your cigarette for you. Draw in.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, Leach, look, Blackie's out of the ropes.
Don't move, Blackie. I got a gun on you.
So I see.
How'd you get out of those ropes?
I'll write you a letter and tell you about it.
Yeah? Well, what kind of tricks do you know how to get away from guns? I've got one on you, too.
Well, that will take some thought, I'm afraid, but it can be done.
Better tap him with your blackjack again, Bernie. He talks too much.
With pleasure, Leach.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I don't mind if...
He sure passes out pretty, don't he, Leach?
Yeah, hit him again in a few minutes, and hit him once more before we dump him in the candy store. I don't want this guy to wake up again until he's in jail.
Leach, I gotta hand it to you. The cop sure made a rush call to that candy store when you phoned it and said Boss of Blackie was in on a deal.
Yeah. What did you see? Inspector Faraday was there himself. It's only an hour since Blackie came to call on us.
How long do you think Faraday will keep Blackie in jail?
Well, from what I hear, Inspector Faraday would give Blackie a life sentence of breaking his shoelace. He'll keep him there long enough to suit us. Sam said he'd be up with our nitro this afternoon.
Oh, good. Girl, we'll be set to blast into the top of the vault tomorrow night then, huh?
Oh, easy.
Yeah. And I thought Blackie was going to be trouble.
Yeah?
Somebody at the door, Leach. Want me to go around the other door and see who it is?
No. What are you worrying about? It's Sam with a nitro. I'll let him in. Well, always on time, Sam. You're a good...
Hey, Leach, it's a thing.
Hello, I'm Mary Westay. Is Boston Blackie here?
No, Blackie...
Shut up, Bernie. Come in, Miss Wesley.
Well, I...
What do you want with Blackie?
I just want to talk to him.
Hey, Leach, this is the dame Blackie said wasn't his
Shut
dame.
Up, Bernie. Sit down, Miss Wesley.
No, thank you. I just came to see Blackie.
What about him?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I just got an idea, that's all. Maybe you and Blackie haven't busted like he said.
How do you know about that?
Because I think maybe the bust-up was phony, and for my benefit.
Well, I don't understand you at all.
Sit down, Miss Wesley.
No, thanks.
Sit down.
I'd rather not...
Sit down.
Yes, of course. As long as you insist.
That's better.
Hey, Leach, you thinking the same about this dame as I am?
Shut up.
Yeah, sure.
Miss Wesley, when did you last see Blackie?
Early this morning.
Where?
He came to my apartment.
What for?
To tell me that he didn't want to see me again.
Before that, when did you last see him?
2 weeks ago. Why are you so interested?
It's my business.
I came here to see Blackie. If he isn't here, I'll go, if you don't mind.
But I do mind. Bernie?
Yeah?
Tired of the chair.
No,
yeah,
don't.
Tie us and take it loose.
Don't worry, Lisa. The same ain't for some Blackie.
No, you're hurting my... Go on.
Ain't that too thick?
Gagger. Well, this is perfect. Blackie said we couldn't crack that vault downstairs as long as he was around to stop us, and he was right. But now where's Blackie?
In jail.
And if he gets out of jail, we got his girlfriend. Now what can Blackie do to stop us?
Hey, maybe you can talk Faraday into letting him go.
Oh, I doubt that. Even if he does and then tries to stop us, we'll do what we told him 2 weeks ago. We'll deliver his girlfriend to him, slightly dead. We're glad to have you with us, Miss Wesley. We're very glad indeed.
You're listening to Boston Blackie on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this brief pause.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Now let's get back to Boston Blackie on When Radio Was.
For some reason then unknown to Mary, Blackie has told her that their friendship is at an end. Trying to find the answer to Blackie's strange actions, Mary has fallen into the hands of two men planning to rob the Bailey Street Bank and is now being held prisoner in an apartment just above the bank vault. Blackie, at the same time, is being held at police headquarters for a robbery into which the bank thieves have framed him in order to get him out of the way. As we return to our story, it's the next morning, and Shorty, who has heard through the underworld grapevine that Blackie is in jail, comes to see his friend.
Hiya, Blackie. Good morning.
Shorty, how'd you find out Faraday was holding me?
I get his boss, and my friends talk a lot. I'd have been here last night if I'd known it sooner.
If you've brought me a loaf of bread with a steel file inside it, I'll never speak to you again.
No, boss. But I'll bring you some bad news, boss.
Then go over there to the desk and give it to Faraday.
Look, this is real bad news, boss. Them two mugs in Bailey Street have got Miss Wesley.
Mary?
Yeah.
Well, how did they get hold of her, and why?
Well, I don't know, Black. I guess it's all my fault.
Miss Wesley came up to your apartment to talk to you and found the Bailey Street address she'd gone to. She went down there to see what you were up to.
Shorty, you shouldn't have let her do that. Now I'll have to get out of here. You wait around the corner for me. I won't be long.
Okay, boss.
Hey, Faraday. Faraday.
What do you want, Frankie?
You.
What's the matter, chum? You lonesome in there? Or do you want me to give you my keys?
What keys?
These in my coat pocket right here. This may be just a temporary cell in my office, but it's hard to get out of unless you have the keys.
Well, why didn't you take me straight to the city jail, Faraday? Do you enjoy having me around?
When you're behind bars.
Listen, I've got to get out of here, Faraday.
What are you going to use for keys?
Proof I didn't hold up that candy store.
If you were as tall as the story you're about to tell, you'd be a giant.
Listen, Faraday, that candy store proprietor said he knocked me out by hitting me on the jaw once.
Yeah, and you were still out when I got there.
Sure, but where was I hit? On the back of the head. And not once, but several times. And not with a fist, but a blackjack.
That's your story. What happened was, you got socked on the chin, hit your head on the floor.
Oh, I see how you account for the bumps on the head. I was a bouncing baby, and so when my head hit the floor in the candy store, I bounced.
Very funny, Blackie.
Faraday, listen to me, will you? I was framed into being picked up at that candy store, framed by Willie Leach and Bernie Bernard, who want me out of the way so they can rob the Bailey Street Bank sometime tonight.
Oh, those bad boys.
Okay. If you won't do anything for my sake, do it for Mary's. Leach and Bernard are holding her in Bailey Street right now.
What's the matter, Casanova? You jealous?
All right, Faraday. Be a sap if you want to. But for heaven's sake, tuck your handkerchief in your breast pocket. You're no doom.
Hey, take your hands away from that handkerchief. Looks all right the way it is.
Okay, Flash, okay.
And don't be too unhappy in that detention cell, Blackie. I'm moving you uptown to the city jail as soon as the wagon has a minute to spare.
Thanks, pal.
And don't let me hear any more complaints from you about anything, as long as you're in jail.
That, Faraday, may not be as long as you think. Thanks for waiting for me, Shorty.
Gee, Blackie, you sure got out in a hurry. How'd you do it?
I pretended to fix Faraday's handkerchief and lifted the keys out of his pocket. And slip through his office and out the back way.
Look, I guess we better beat out of this neighborhood, huh, boss? Being this close to a jail when I don't have to, makes me nervous.
All right, let's go.
Boss, look, I'm sure sorry I let Miss Wesley go see them two mugs in Bailey Street.
Well, you couldn't help it. That young lady has a mind of her own.
Well, what are we going to do? Them guys are holding her there, I bet.
You're betting on a favorite, Shorty. That's a cinch. Gee, and I tried to stop her, too.
Well, they're doing just what they said they'd do. Hold Miss Wesley so you would play hands off while they cracked the Bailey Street Bank. What are we going to do, Blackie?
What do you think, Shorten?
Well, unless we want them to knock Miss Wesley on her head so hard it's fatal, I guess we stay away from them.
Huh? I think what we ought to do is to keep after those guys. They might kill Mary because she knows too much, even if we lay off.
Oh. Well, then what?
I don't know. I'm going down to Bailey Street and see those two.
Oh, wait a minute, boss. I don't think that's so smart.
I don't either. But it so happens that it's necessary. Now, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah?
Hello, Leach.
Well, the bad penny, Boston Blackie. That door was locked.
How'd you get out of jail?
How did you get in here?
That's two more letters I owe you guys.
Let me slug them again, Leach.
I don't think that'll be necessary. We got his girl.
I'd like to see Mary.
Oh, you want proof, do you? We don't kid about anything.
Where is she?
Open the door to the front room, Bernie.
Yeah, sure.
Don't worry, Blackie. We haven't heard her. That would spoil our plans for the present.
Yeah, there she is, tied to a chair, nice and tight and gagged.
Mary! Don't worry, honey. I'll get you out of here. Everything's going to be all right. Look, Leach, I'll make a deal with you. Let Mary go, and I'll help you get into the vault. Leach, you're a fool. You're going to blow the vault with nitro. Nitro makes noise.
Oh, it does, really?
I'm telling you, you're a sap to use nitro when you can use me. Take me to any vault in the world, and I can open it with my fingers, and you know it.
Are you suggesting that you want to come in with us?
I'm not suggesting anything. Release Mary, and I'll open the safe for you. Now you're brilliant, Leach. Let Mary go now, will you? I'll stay here until it's time to open the vault.
You'll stay here until then. Your girlfriend stays here, too.
But that's the...
The girl stays where she is.
How long?
Until after you've opened the vault.
Then you'll let her go?
Maybe.
Maybe? What's that?
That's our guarantee that you'll open the safe for us at 8 o'clock tonight. Rooms, Bernie, just like the plan said. The safe is in the second room. We're only in the first room now. Come on, Blackie, I don't want this to take all night.
It won't, Leach, don't worry.
Get us through that door to the second room and get to work on that safe.
I'd better close this outside door first.
What for?
Oh, just a superstition. I don't like to work with open doors behind me.
Okay, close the door. Let's get going.
Don't be nervous, Leach. I go through doors that lock the way you go through doors that revolve.
Yeah. How long is it going to take you to get through the door into the second room where the safe is?
No time at all. This is probably just a simple lock.
You won't accidentally trip the burglar alarm, will you?
And bring the cops down on my own neck? Faraday still wants me, you know.
Yeah, all right. But no tricks.
I got a gun if there are any tricks.
Now, both of you boys keep quiet while I work on this door. Yeah, that does it.
I'm beginning to like you, Blackie.
How nice. Now the door's open.
Yeah, you better try it and see.
Shut up. If Blackie says it's open, it's open.
Thanks, Leach. There you are. Wide open. Now, I want to go the rest of the way alone.
Why?
Don't let him do it, Leach. It's a trick.
Why do you want to be alone, Blackie?
Two reasons. First, I'm superstitious about opening safes with somebody looking over my shoulder. Second, I'd rather you didn't know how it was done. Look, Leach, I haven't double-crossed you so far, have I?
No.
That's a good thing, too.
Shut up, Bernie.
How can I double-cross you from here on? There are no windows, no doors. You'll be between me and the outside. You both have guns. I haven't. I'd be a dope to try any tricks.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you would.
Now, give me 5 minutes alone to open the safe, and then you can come in and get the money.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks.
You're making a mistake, Leach.
You let me run this. Blackie can't double-cross us now. How you doing, Blackie?
All right. In fact, I'm doing fine.
Careful you don't trip that burglar alarm.
I'll be careful that I do, Leach.
What? Hey, what's the idea?
Too bad, Leach. You can't get through that door. It's locked.
Let's get out of here, Leach.
But I'll try it, either of you. Shorty is waiting outside with a Tommy gun.
I'll get you for this, Blackie.
There's still a locked door between us.
Come on, Bernie. We'll try the outside door. It's probably lying about Shorty. I know how to work this latch.
Okay.
That opened it.
All right, you guys. Stand right where you are.
Hey, Shorty ain't here, but the cuts are.
Shorty is here. Me, without no uniform.
Keep your gun on him, Shorty. Rollins, turn off that alarm.
Sure thing, Inspector.
Hey, Faraday. Is that you?
Come on up, Blackie. Okay, Monahan, Rollins. Take these two bums out of here.
All right.
Okay, Blackie, come out.
Hi, Faraday.
Hello, Blackie.
I don't know what brought you down here, Inspector, but I'm certainly glad something did.
You did, Blackie.
But I thought you didn't believe me when I said the bank was going to be robbed tonight.
I believed you, but I didn't want you to think so. I'm not as dumb as you think. I believed your story as soon as you told me you've been hit on the head, not on the chin, the way the candy store proprietor said.
Faraday, you're getting positively brilliant.
You mean you're just waking up to the fact that I'm smarter than you are?
Yes, Faraday, but when I wake up, I stop dreaming.
Hey, boss.
Yes, Shorty?
Can I put down this Tommy gun now, huh? Makes me nervous.
Think how nervous it makes me. You're in back of it. Will you sit still, Mary? Or do I have to tie you to that chair?
Mm-mm. But, I'm still nervous about last night.
You needn't be. It's all over.
You know, I was so scared when I heard you coming up those stairs. I thought it was Leach coming up to kill me. I was, more afraid only once in my life.
When?
When you came to my apartment and told me you never wanted to see me again.
Do you understand now why I did that?
Mm-mm. Not completely.
Well, Leach and Bernard heard that you and I were good friends. They figured the only way to keep me away from them while they robbed the Bailey Street Bank was to hold you.
Oh, I see.
So I told them you didn't mean a thing to me. To go ahead and do whatever they wanted to with you. I didn't care.
Well, I like that.
It worked, honey. Until you came looking for me and they realized I'd lied to them.
Did you lie to them, Blackie? About me?
What do you think?
Well, you could tell me.
We're right back where we started.
Goody, and where's that?
Good friends.
Oh.
With our troubles over and no more troubles in sight.
Oh, Blackie, if you only hadn't said that.
Said what?
No more troubles in sight.
But there isn't any trouble in sight.
I know it, but you'll go looking for it.
Any objections?
Definitely. But, where shall we look?
Richard Calmer is Boston Blackie from July 2nd, 1945. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, as we present part two of The Confidential Matter, right after this break.
Head to Radiospheres.com today to enjoy our new arrivals. This is Your FBI, Grand Larceny, The Whistler, One Dark Night, and Fibber McGee and Molly, Happy Days. These newest CD box set collections are available at Radiospheres.com now.
This is Your FBI, the official broadcast from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Ride along with the feds and find out if it's a case of embezzlement, extortion, kidnapping, or murder as agents immerse themselves in a world of crime. This 12-episode collection features performances by Frank Lovejoy, Leslie Woods, and Mandel Kramer.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes. I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
The Whistler is back with another collection of strange stories where the unscrupulous encounter their undoing. Follow them through the setup, the slip-up, the double-cross, and ultimately their downfall.
Hey, there's somebody at the door.
Oh, for goodness sakes, I'll get it.
Okay.
Who is this the residence of?
Never end a sentence with a proposition. And if you must know, this is the house that Mr. and Mrs. McGee live in.
Find out who's at the door. Visit with Fibber McGee and Molly and follow their harried, hilarious, and happy days in wartime wistful vista. As always, their escapades are equal parts disastrous and delightful. Buy all three of these new arrivals today or browse our library, which offers thousands of shows. Just go to Radiospirits.com now. Choose from thrilling detective stories, classic westerns, edge-of-your-seat mysteries, laugh-out-loud comedies, heartwarming dramas, and more. We have the perfect old-time radio collection for you. Own our newest releases, find your favorite shows, or discover a new series from the golden age of radio at Radiospirits.com today.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
With so many of us streaming, surfing, and working online, we've become way more dependent on our Wi-Fi. And if you're sick of spotty and laggy Wi-Fi in your home, then you may need an upgrade. Tech expert Ember Mack has a suggestion.
My pick is the TP-Link Archer BE400 Wi-Fi 7 router. So this router can help to ensure that you're getting fast and secure Wi-Fi for better internet connectivity. There's nothing worse than a kid at home who's trying to do their homework and the Wi-Fi flakes out. One of the things I also love about this is that there's an app called the Tether app, and this makes managing not just your home network easy, but it also has parental control. So that means I'm able to set screen time access for individual devices in the home. So a really great all-in-one solution.
Find out more at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to When Radio Was on our weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. This one finds our favorite insurance investigator heading to the city by the bay, looking into the confidential matter. Time now for part two.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Mac Woodson, Mr. Dollar. The girl from the claims office called and gave me this number.
Oh, yes, Mr. Woodson. It seems we're working on the same case for the same company.
Well, I've been working on Mr. Ed Morgan's files and records here for the past week. Now, I've turned up some...
How much is missing?
Well, about $80,000 so far. All of it was taken during the 4 months immediately preceding his death. I'll say one thing. In 20 years as an accountant, I've never seen a looting more cleverly carried out.
Oh, Ed was a very bright lad. A man who'd go far, they all said.
Did you know him, Mr. Dollar?
I thought I did. He was one of my best friends. But it turns out I'm only beginning to know him. Could you meet me in his office around 10 o'clock, Mr. Woodson?
Yes, that's where I am now. I've been working on these books day and night.
Better be careful. That's what got Ed into trouble.
How's that?
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account. America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Eternity Mutual Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the confidential matter. Location, San Francisco. Expense account continued. Item 4, $1, one martini. Item 5, $1, one tip to the bartender who stirred the martini. All in the house that Jack built. I don't know who built it, actually, but it took Jack to live in it. $1,200 a month, to be exact. That was the take-home bite for an apartment at the Drakeley Arms on Nob Hill. And, of course, that didn't include drinks in the intimate little private bar just off the lobby. And this is where Ed Morgan had lived during the last 5 months of his life, until he missed a curve one night and drove his car off a cliff into the Pacific. Ed Morgan, whose idea of a big night had always been his pipe, slippers, and a mystery novel. But things were different when I'd known him and been his friend. For one thing, he hadn't stolen $80,000. Or I don't think he had.
Do you find the martini adequate to your expectations, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. It's a heck of a belt for a buck.
Thank you, sir.
Quite a nice little place you got here.
Oh, I find it a most agreeable sanctuary from the stress and strife and the hurly-burly of the city.
Been here long?
I have tended bar here in the Drakeley Arms Rendezvous for some 2 years now.
Oh, well, then you may have known a friend of mine who had an apartment here up until a month ago. Mr. Edward Morgan?
Oh, yes. Mr. Morgan was a regular customer here. An eager supplicant for my humble and healing wares.
A beer drinker, mostly, as I recall.
The Rendezvous does not serve beer, sir.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't know.
Quite all right, sir. Yes, I was here before Mr. Morgan moved in, and here I am still, now that he is no longer with us. Such is the chance and mystery of life.
One just never knows.
Precisely. Oh, could I serve you?
Not yet, thanks. Get to know Ed pretty well, did you?
The policy of the Drakeley Arms, sir, is to maintain a certain degree of formality in relations between guests and personnel.
Sort of like a zoo, you might say, with bars to separate the people from the animals.
The comparison is quite apt.
Somehow, I can't see Ed Morgan sacking in a marble squirrel cage like this, John.
I confess, he hardly seemed the type to me, sir. He was much too unrestrained for the Drakeley.
He came in here a lot, did he?
Almost nightly. For a few minutes, at least, on his way to some gala night spot.
Gala night spot, Ed Morgan?
Oh, yes.
In all the years I knew Ed, I was only able to drag him into a gala night spot once. He stayed 20 minutes, then left because his tie was choking.
Are you quite certain that your friend was the same, Ed Morgan?
I wish I weren't. Who were his friends? Did he always come in alone?
Oh, no. No, never alone, sir. He and Nikki were inseparable.
Nikki?
Oh, I should say, of course, Mrs. Barrett.
Oh, a young widow, as I remember. Lives here in the building.
A lovely girl. Fascinating.
And also unrestrained?
Definitely.
And Ed, then, was one of her friends.
Oh, they were together every night, sir. An hour here in our little establishment, a few champagne cocktails, then out to dinner, dancing, the opera, ballet.
Ed Morgan?
Oh, quite. Life was just a mad whirl for those two. I gather your friend was something of a wealthy playboy.
He was a claims adjuster for an insurance company.
How could he possibly live in the fashion he did?
If I told you, you'd flip.
I beg your pardon?
Tell me something. Was Ed in here on the night he was killed?
Oh, yes. He left here about 9, as I recall. And a few hours later, he was dead.
How did this Nikki take it? Pretty broken up, was she?
She is a woman of very strong character.
Ah, in other words, she didn't bat an eye.
Look,
that night Ed was killed, did he leave here alone?
No, sir.
He was alone when he went off the cliff.
Not when he left here, though. Nikki was with him.
Item 6, $2.40, taxi to the Telegraph Hill apartment of Lisa Duval. Lisa had been Ed Morgan's secretary for about 4 years. But it seemed Miss Mousy business at the office was Miss North Beach Bohemia at home. Italian slacks and halter. Cushions on the floor. And naturally a view of the Bay Bridge from a corner window. We sat on the floor, naturally, and drank Chianti from a half-gallon jug, while a record player moaned agonizedly under the gouging of its needle. Bartok, I gathered, was now last year's kick. This was Progressive Jazz.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Mandiva's Cabinet, the local pro.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Drinking Habits by Tom Smith, directed by Jeffrey Taylor, is coming to the Riverfront Playhouse. This fast-paced farce uncorks a barrel of laughs as undercover reporters, mistaken identities, and secret wine-making nuns turn a quiet convent upside down. See Drinking Habits January 23rd through February 8th at the Riverfront Playhouse downtown. Tickets are available now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. This message is brought to you by this station and other amazing pro-arts businesses.
Are you looking for a night of powerful music and big band swing? Join the North State Jazz Orchestra for an unforgettable concert on Sunday, February 22nd at Sequoia Middle School in Reading. From classic jazz standards to bold, modern arrangements, this is live jazz at its best, performed by some of the finest musicians in the North State. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., music starts at 7 p.m., and the energy is guaranteed. Don't miss this 40-piece North State Jazz Orchestra, February 22nd.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now, let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Maybe this seems a little affected to you, Mr. Dollar. The way I dress and live in private life, as you might say.
Why so? Everybody's got a right to salt his own dish of porridge the way he likes it.
Well, I've done this deliberately, I guess, as a sort of antidote for the insurance business.
Has it been that bad?
Not bad. Boring. Oh, not your end of it, of course. Investigation work must be exciting.
Yeah, scream a minute, day and night.
But just keeping records, filing papers week after week. I used to stare out of the office window at the ships in the harbor and think about stowing away on one. But, of course, I didn't have the nerve.
Too bad. The cruise would have been delirious.
I thought of quitting several times. I guess I stayed because of Ed, Mr. Morgan.
Oh?
It was always so wonderful to work for. So lenient and understanding. Up until the last few months, at least.
What about those last few months, Lisa? What came over him?
I don't know. He was different, that's all. As though he were tense and nervous, under pressure.
Any idea where the pressures came from?
He didn't confide in me, Mr. Dollar.
What were your personal relations between the two of you during the years you worked for him?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, were you friendly, formal, strictly business?
Friendly, I think, would cover it best.
Did you see each other outside of office hours?
Occasionally.
I notice one of his pipes there in the bookcase.
He'd come here sometimes in the evening, and we'd listen to music and talk. Up until the...
Until the last few months?
It wasn't that we stopped being friends, Mr. Dollar. He was just different, that's all.
Tense, under pressure.
That's about the only way I can describe it.
But you don't know why he was that way.
Well, looking back, I suppose it was because of the money. If he really did take it. I just can't believe it. Ed wasn't that kind of a man. He was gentle and honest. At least until...
Until the last few months.
Yes.
Or were you going to say, until she came along?
How did you...
Lisa.
Yes.
How long have you been in love with Ed?
Ever since I started to work for him. But he never knew it. He couldn't even see me.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
I'm sorry for you too, Mr. Dollar. I know how close you and Ed were. And I know how you must feel being called in and having...
Forget it. It's a job, that's all.
Sure, just a job. So is major surgery.
This woman he was going around with, Nikki Barrett. Did you ever meet her?
I met her.
Well, what did you think?
What's the difference? I was prejudiced.
I'll allow for that.
In the old days, they used to believe in witches, vampires. Some of them were very beautiful, and they'd lure a man on, and then destroy him.
And you think she did something like that to Ed?
No, you weren't out this way during the time he knew her. You weren't around him to see how he changed.
No. Oddly enough, the one time I was through here about 3 months ago, Ed was unexpectedly called away on business.
He wasn't called away. He was avoiding you. He knew he was getting in too deep.
How did he meet her?
She came to the office with a life insurance claim. $50,000. Her husband had just died. I knew her type from the minute she walked in. The grieving widow, all in black, and looking like a Powers model. And he just melted down and laid his head under her foot. That was the start of it.
Well, why'd she come to him? Unless she had a disputed claim.
It was a double indemnity clause. Her husband had been killed in an accident.
Her husband, too, huh?
What do you mean?
Ed Morgan died in an accident. Remember? Item 7, $1.15, taxi from Lisa's apartment to the Deckman building on Montgomery Street. It was after 10 and the financial district was nearly deserted. The canyons between the tall buildings were hollow and empty. A cold wind was blowing off the bay. Or maybe it was blowing out of the past. An old, old past, dead and far away. The pattern was beginning to look familiar. Too familiar. Lord, the woman gave me the forbidden apple to eat. Ed, too, it seemed. The same old wine, the same old dodge. And yet there was something not quite right about that pattern.
The accountant runs into some funny ones, Mr. Dollar. This Morgan case here is one of them.
How do you mean, Mr. Woodson?
Well, the way he was going about it, for one thing. Running hog wild, as you might say. Of course, as I said on the phone, his general scheme was pretty clever. He certainly knew standard procedures.
Well, he'd been with the company a long time.
Well, now, these payoff checks on claims. Of course, they were sent out from Hartford in care of this office. So what Morgan did was open a disbursement account in the bank here, then sign and deposit the checks and draw out the money in cash chargeable to direct disbursement funds under his own name.
Mr. Woodson...
Now, of course, the canceled checks would return to Hartford, but... Since they were countersigned to disbursement, they wouldn't even be processed. Instead, they'd be returned to Morgan. So, you see, there'd be no evidence
in
Hartford...
Mr. Woodson, I'll accept the fact that Ed was clever. But what did you mean there was something funny in the way he was going about it?
Well, he must have known it couldn't last. It was a good scheme for a short time, but it carried the seeds of its own destruction.
In what way?
Complaints. Some of these claims are 4 months old and legitimate claims. Morgan couldn't stall these people off forever.
Oh, I see.
Only other embezzlement case I've worked on that was similar was a man who worked a quick swindle for a blackmail payoff. He knew he'd probably get caught, but he just had to take the chance.
Yeah, you may have stumbled onto something, Mr. Woodson.
Oh, is that so? You mean it ties in with that file folder you've been studying there?
Oh, I don't know. It's an investigation report on an accidental death happened about a year ago. Ed Morgan handled the insurance claim and got to know the widow. He'd been running around with her for several months just before his death.
I don't quite see the... Oh, of course. Mr. Morgan also died in an accident.
Unless he was murdered.
Now, here is our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, $80,000 and a beautiful girl, both missing. Then one of the two is found and a bombshell explodes. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Hugh Brundage speaking.
The five-part Confidential Matter, which originally played out in September 1956. We'll have the third installment of that Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard Richard Calmer as Boston Blackie. Well, he was not the first to voice that role on the radio. I'll name that fella, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I mean, your story was very inspiring, from starting to work in a business of your own from the age 15 to what you were describing about increasing your skill set. I love how the way you describe your business as you're in chemistry, but the part that you love is working with people. That's not something I think of a lot, so I really appreciated your insight on that.
Jeff.
Help me out with Jocelyn.
She has a great ability to make an instant connection. What I noticed about her, just her voice and everything, was the sincerity of the questions that she asked. And because of the way that she asked those questions, it just made me feel like, yeah, I got to open up to her.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where earlier we had Richard Calmer as Boston Blackie. But I mentioned he was not the first to voice that role on the radio. That honor went to Chester Morris in a 1944 summer series. Morris had already been playing that character in a series of films. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to stop by the website. It's winradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.